in that Petoskey game. And he wasn't happy with the consistency of the intensity in that game. There were spurts of it. They would show, like, boom, they're up and down the field, they would be fine. And then they'd two or three series, they'd back off a bit. So I think tonight, with it being homecoming, you're going to see a more consistent performance here by the Titans tonight. And I think you'll see a four-quarter game by the Titans.
Indeed, and let's talk about the team they're playing tonight. Gaylord, it's a little tough team to figure out.
Yeah.
They come in here at 2-4. They played some teams tough in their losses. They lost barely to Alpena last week, and their problem seems to be scoring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they've scored 46 points in six games thus far. Time, that's 7.6 points a game. You're not going to win a lot of ball games with that. So, but with that, they've beaten Saginaw Arthur Hill by a 15-6 margin. And then, like I said, they beat that tough Petoskey team that we saw last week. They beat them 10-7. And then they played Cadillac pretty tough, actually. They weren't able to score against them, but they held them to 22 points. And that's kind of the calling card of this Blue Devil team, is that they play tough defense. They hope it's a low-scoring game. And some of that rain that I came through on the way over here tonight, they're really hoping for torrential downpours, because bad weather is the great equalizer in sports, Tom.
Absolutely, and this is going to be the last Big North Conference game for Traverse City West for some time.
Right.
And they could wrap up second place all alone if they beat Gaylord tonight, so they've got a lot to play for. And Gaylord trying to just get to the 500 mark with a win here tonight. All right, we got a few minutes here before kickoff on homecoming night at Thurlby Field, Traverse City West Titans versus the Gaylord Blue Devils. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash Offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash Offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want, because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day, because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's. The sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Just because winter is coming doesn't mean your golf season has to end. X Golf of Traverse City is open year-round for the most realistic indoor golf experience imaginable. From tee to green, including putting. Fall and winter leagues begin October 4th with men, women, and mixed leagues. Just $225 for 10 weeks of true golfing excitement. Visit xgolftraversecity.com for all details. And of course, the full bar is open to celebrate the round or gather with friends to watch a game or two. xgolftraversecity.com. Play, train, entertain.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
Where do you take your real friends for real barbecue and really good service? Sparks Barbecue at the Four Corners of downtown Traverse City. But get there early because they sell out of their premium barbecue daily. You'll know why when you taste their legendary beef brisket smoked daily in 100% wood smokers. Treat your pals to a daily drink feature or a Michigan craft beer exclusively on tap. Sparks can light up your next event with catering, too. EatSparksBBQ.com.
And welcome back to the pregame show here at Thurlby Field as we're getting ready for the opening kickoff between Traverse City West Titans and the Gaylord Blue Devils, the 5-1 Titans. And we talked about last week, the coach was, you know, a little disappointed. He was glad to see the win against Petoskey, but there were some standout performances last week. Matthew Zutendam had 12 tackles. Of course, Aiden Lewandowski with a couple of touchdowns and some great play for the Titans.
Yeah, for sure, Tom. Those kids stood out to us and were our players of the game. You know, Tom, also, I wanted to also go over the rest of the games in the Big North Conference. TC Central travels over to Alpena, and Petoskey travels down 131 to take on Cadillac. And there's a few other games around the North that are of special interest. A couple of A-player games, believe it or not. Undefeated Sutton's Bay takes on undefeated Marion. They are the fifth and sixth ranked teams in Division II of the eight-man. Also in the eight-man in the Ski Valley, it's 6-0 Pelson, 6-0 Inland Lakes for the championship there. And in 11-man, Gladwin taking on Clare. That should be a great matchup. Gladwin is averaging 61 points a game. They've only given up 18 points total on the entire year, but they haven't beat Clare since 1981. Of course, Traverse City St. Francis, who we share Thurlby Field with, of course, they're the number one team in Division 7 now. They're undefeated. They cross over the mighty Mackinac Bridge and take on Sault Ste. Marie. That is 4-2, and hurting just a bit for that tough loss against Grayling last week. And last but not least, 5-1 Boyne City takes on 5-0 Mancelona. The Ironmen are undefeated right now, but that should be a great game tonight up in Mancelona.
The Ironmen are back.
They are.
I wanted to mention, too, that with a win tonight, West could secure a place atop the division if Alpena were to upset Traverse City Central. We're saying right now the odds are against that, but you never know.
You never know. That's why they play the games, right?
That's exactly why they play. But, all right, we're getting with the band is entertaining us here. Good crowd on hand for homecoming. I will say this, if you want to come watch the game, there are some seats available on the Gaylord side, but it looks like West is pretty full here as we get ready for this one. And I want to mention this real quick before we take another break. A big article in the Record Eagle today talking about the possibility of letting all teams into the playoffs no matter what the record. Of course, they did it last year because of COVID. Some people really like that. There are some obstacles, but the reason I'm mentioning it is Coach Vaughn, before the season even started, because he's on the committee, said he said he sees it going that way.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Because of the success they had with it last year, but also remember, I think a lot of teams opted out of playing in the tournaments because of COVID to begin with, so they didn't have the full allotment of the however many teams it is, 256 or whatever it is. So it'll be interesting. They would only play 8 regular season games, so that 9th game would be the for some teams their last game of the year. So there's some things to work out, but it's interesting.
And they would have to basketball has getting the seeding right. You want the good teams at the top of the seeds, and so the good teams aren't playing each other in the first week. So that's always a deal. But I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think getting to 6 wins. But what happened is some people spoiled it by arranging their schedule so they would get those 6 wins, and it kind of made it made some schools very difficult challenge for them to schedule games.
It did. When you're scheduling, you know, Sisters of the Poor each week to get those 6 wins, then the competitive balance through your region gets thrown off completely.
And they changed the point system
this year,
but they found that it really didn't help that much. And some teams had open schedules because people didn't want to play them, so they decided to go ahead.
I'm with you. I'd like to get more information, get some different thoughts about it here, see what other people think about it, and then make my determination at that point.
Indeed. All right. We'll take a break here as we get ready for the national anthem. We'll come back with the opening kickoff here between Traverse City West and Gaylord. You're listening to high school football on Q100.
Hey, Titans fans. If you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh. Welcome to easy. And go Titans.
Add a little spark to your next party when you host it at Traverse City's premier event space, The Loft at Sparks Barbecue in the heart of downtown Traverse City. They don't just add a touch of class, but a spark of excitement to any event. You might have trouble choosing from a vast array of dining and drink options, but their premium barbecue is guaranteed to make your party a flaming success. Booking holiday parties now. Go to EatSparksBBQ.com to set your party on fire. EatSparksBBQ.com.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Life is filled with unforgettable moments, but frankly, insurance should be quite forgettable. If you're like most people, you don't think about your insurance until you need it. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to provide personal insurance that's personalized to fit your needs. At Top of Michigan, they listen to your worries, then work to make sure they never keep you up at night. Contact Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
WWMN Thompsonville, Q100.
A division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
And we're back here live at Thurlby Field, getting ready for the kickoff between the Traverse City West Titans, the Gaylord Blue Devils. I'm Todd Devitt, along with Rich Calkins. As West comes off a win over Petoskey, they're 5-1. This will be their second from last home game, at least in the regular season. Do we know who they're playing the last game?
We still do not. It could be Warren D. LaSalle, number one team in the state, by the way. I think Division II. But also, I think it's the first place team in the Detroit Catholic League, however that plays out. So, like the hot lunch menu, subject to change without notice.
Yes. And we will definitely be next week in Marquette for that game.
Road trip.
Yeah, which I'm understanding they're expecting 3 feet of snow next Friday.
Right.
So it'll be interesting. No, I'm just kidding. Not that bad yet.
Bring shovel, we'll travel.
Yeah, that's right. But for now, we're on a beautiful night, unseasonably warm here for this week.
7 weeks in, I'm still wearing shorts.
Shorts. And I understand for the next few days, we're going to get real warm weather. So not exactly October weather, but it's going to be fun anyways. It'll cool down once the sun goes down as the team is getting ready at the far end zone to break through the sign and come out on homecoming night here in Traverse City. You look, there's just such a stark difference between the amount of players that West has and that Gaylord has.
Exactly.
You see the Titans come out now, break the sign, getting ready to go for the mob scene here. As Gaylord just doesn't have the horses, which could be part of the reason why they're unable to score.
Yep.
You know, got a lot of players both ways.
Exactly. They've got a few freshmen up on varsity, Tom. That's really, in the Big North Conference, that's pretty much unheard of. You'll get sophomores up there, but you don't see a lot of freshmen up there. But Gaylord, again, they have chosen to do this because they have big numbers on their freshmen and JV teams, and they're really thinking that they're going to be building for the future with them. But also, they can only play, you know, so many kids with that to protect themselves on that varsity level. You know, the physicality of a varsity game in the Big North is a huge difference from other conferences.
And, of course, this will be the last Big North Conference game for West for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
We'll just say. Doesn't mean they can't play Big North Conference teams. They'll have a couple open dates next week, but with them going to the Saginaw Valley Conference next week, as Gaylord has won the toss, they've been elected to receive in the second half, so the Titans will be receiving the ball first, as it's going to take a little time to get the band off the field. That's another one of those big high school marching bands.
It is a big one, for sure. And, you know, and speaking of the numbers that West has, remember, Coach Greg Vaughn is a firm believer in dressing the JV teams on these home games as well. So he dresses all these kids. I think it's a great experience. If you're a kid on the junior varsity, you get to dress on Friday nights. You get to feel the atmosphere of these games. It just keeps you that much more engaged for the rest of your playing career at PC West.
And as we saw the last home game against Alpena, he really put a lot of different players in the lineup. We were told that could happen again tonight.
Right. We were scrambling through our rosters.
Really,
he's testing us. He's really, you know, just testing to make sure we're getting the new rosters each and every week, Tom.
We think we're prepared for the guys coming off the bus.
We think we are,
right. We'll find out as the game goes on. But, all right, so Gaylord will be kicking off. It'll be big number 63, who, of course, is not on my card here. Oh, well. He's kicking off, 63. Maybe he's a JV guy they brought up kicking. He boots it. It'll be picked off by Aiden Lewandowski at the 20. He's got some running room all the way out to the 40.
Wow.
He bowls over the kicker, who is a little bigger than he is, and gets all the way out to midfield.
All 175 pounds of Aiden Lewandowski lowered the shoulder, Tom, and carried it out near midfield.
Boy, he's really come on the last two games.
He has. He's really playing with a lot more confidence now.
They are so deep at that running back position. And we'll see what they do here on offense. They're going to start Gaston out right to the right. What a season he has had. And what a catch he made last week on a two-point conversion.
That was an incredible one-handed catch. He's been their big play receiver all season long.
All right, we've got Oliver split out to the left. And it was also Shuler as Konchak goes back to pass. He's going to fire long. Gaston's out there, and you got to
incomplete.
But there was interference all over that one. The flag came in late.
And back judge finally called it. The side judge was, I was watching the side judge here, was not going to call it. And then all of a sudden the back judge came up and threw that. It was an obvious pass.
I had as clear a view as you could see it. Gaston went up, and he had one of his hands tied, and that's what we said after the interference penalty. It's going to be first and 10 now for Titans.
I love how Gaston continued to battle for the football. Even though his one arm was being held down, he had one free arm, and he was going to battle for the reception.
He proved last week he only needed one on that catch in the end zone. All right, Konchak with Skirmerhorn in the backfield to his right in the gun. Give it to Skirmerhorn off left tackle. Some big hole over there. He gets out to the 30-yard line. It'll be second down.
I heard what Will Gaston's going to try to do this week is have a no-handed catch.
See, that would be a first.
That would be a first, yep.
According to our little yard marker, it'll be second and 5 now. After the 5-yard pickup by Skirmerhorn, that was a good hole, by the way, on that left side of the Titan line. Konchak now is going to fake it to Skirmerhorn. He's going to keep it. He's got some running room, a first down and more. He's at the 20. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown left on the first drive of the ball game.
31-yard touchdown scamper by Konchak there. Titans go up 6-0 on their first series.
Well, a lot of the Gaylord players bought on the fake, and Konchak had some running room. He really didn't even have to break a tackle. He just scooted outside, and away he went, 6-0 Titans. We're just getting underway. First drive of the game. Took 1, 2, 3 plays by my count, including the pass interference. So there, here goes the old swinging gate. We'll see what they do here. It looks like they're not lining up for a kick. It'll be Konchak's going to keep it. He rolls to his outside and walks into the end zone. 8-0 Titans. Konchak with a two-point conversion.
It's all Brandon Konchak on this first drive.
All right, well, we'll come back with kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
All right, we're back at Traverse City West touchdown and two-point conversion, and it's 8-0 Titans on a Konchak 31-yard scamper, and he also scored the two-point conversion. And just like that, the Titans look good. They look like they had a motion on that drive.
They did. An excellent decision by the senior Brandon Konchak on that read option. To either give the ball to the running back or to keep it himself. The first time it was a great play fake. He actually handed it off. Second time he decided to put it in the belly, take it back out, and scamper down for a 31-yard touchdown run. Excellent decision.
Skirmerhorn now kicks it to Gabriel Thompson, who's the lone man back for Gaylord. He trips a little bit, maintains, got a little hole over the 25 to the 30, out to the 32-yard line. It'll be first and 10 on Gaylord's first possession of the game.
Solid field position for the Blue Devils.
You know, this is a team that has had trouble scoring all year, and this really isn't the defense that you think you're going to break out of here. But we'll see.
Exactly right.
And I noticed a couple plays. That big number 44, the sophomore.
He is a big boy.
He's the quarterback.
Yep, I see him getting up underneath the center there.
Yeah, that is Brady Petzoff. I don't know if he started at quarterback last week. Quick handoff to the outside and nothing doing. Maybe lost a yard there. It was a running back for Gaylord. Boy, I'll tell you what, he was met by six guys. I know that Schultz was right in the middle of that, but
he was.
It was nothing doing.
Then one of our Caleb Kuchnerkevich was in there as well. Also, Remy Schultz in on the tackle.
Well, you know, Coach Vaughn said last week when we talked to him after the game, he says, we got to decide what kind of team we're going to be.
Yeah.
And if this is any judge, he's come out with some emotion today.
They absolutely.
And
I mean,
physical.
When you set the tone early like this, I mean, you never know how the other team's going to respond, you know, so it's always good to come out with that energy.
All right, Gaylord under center. Quarterback fakes the pitch. He's going to keep. He's got some running room. Boy, that's a big boy, and he gets all the way out to about the 35-yard line. It'll be third and long.
Good. Aiden Lewandowski in on that tackle, taking down big 44 that time, Tom.
That's Braden Petzloff, the quarterback. He's a sophomore, and they may be starting him for the first time because he was not a starter last week. He's a big kid.
He is a big kid. And as you've mentioned a couple times, he is only a sophomore. But, yeah, the kid's got a big frame. He definitely looks like he's continuing in the weight room and things. He is going to be someone to be reckoned with here.
Somebody should tell him, though, that's not exactly a quarterback number, but it is what it is.
Nowadays, you know how those
it
numbers
matter.
Are.
Third and six now. As the quarterback rolls out to his right, he's got a man open and a first down all the way out to about the 47-yard line. Nice design play there and good execution. Austin Vanderveer was the man who caught it and ran for the first down for Gaylord.
Hustling out there for the tackle was Ben Shillette. Ben, front, along that defensive front, hustled all the way over towards the sideline near the Gaylord sideline for that tackle.
Well, maybe they decided to mix it up at quarterback, and so far it's paying a little dividends here for Gaylord as
yeah.
They got a first down. Ball at the 47-yard line, their own 47. We're just getting underway here in the first quarter. It's 8-0 Traverse City West with 9 minutes left to go. And quick give off right tackle, nothing doing. That didn't work. Yes, there's still a scrum going on there. The ball carrier's still not down.
Wow.
Boy, the ref was slow on the whistle there. It looked like they stopped his momentum back there, but nope. They're going to say they're going to give him the yardage, so that'll be second and five.
Like you said, I saw for sure.
Yeah,
delayed. Goutreau, 37.
That was big number 14, Austin Vanderveer.
Okay. Vanderveer's there back there. Braden Goutreau, number 37. He's another kid in the backfield as well. He's a solid, built like a fire plug there.
They're going to say he gained six on that. It'll be second and four now. The ball just over midfield. Gaylord sends a man in motion. That's Vanderveer. And they're giving it Vanderveer off the right side. He breaks one tackle outside and before he's swarmed. Ball on the ground, but he recovers it. And he'll lose yardage on that one. I didn't see who made the initial hit, but he popped him backwards and the rest of the Titans were there.
They did. Zutendam in for cleanup on that time. Threw him back for, it looked like, around a 2-yard loss.
And he popped Vanderveer hard, get him to fumble the ball. And Vanderveer is now running to the sidelines. He's holding his elbow. Or his forearm. He got really dinged there.
And with only 19 kids on the roster right now, it's hard to have any serious depth on any of the positions for Gaylord.
All right, they're going to call it third and six. Ball at the 48-yard line of West. Big play here. And the quarterback's going to keep it off to the right side. Still breaks the tackle. And then he swarmed under. There's Gaston there on the pile. Lewandowski. All over him on that one. He cut inside, and then there was nothing there. Cut outside, there was nothing there either.
Exactly. When you run outside, you got to quick make that decision to go north-south and in a hurry because the speed of this TC West defense will continue to flow your way, and you're going to be in big trouble if you are indecisive.
Well, it's on west side of the field just barely. I'm assuming this is punting situation. But you never know, and West, of course, is very aggressive on a punt blocking team. And I'll just say big number 63 for Gaylord. It's not on my program, but he's punting, and he gets it off quickly. And a pretty nice kick. Gaston back there at the 15. He fields it, cuts to the 20, to the 30, still on his feet at the 40, gets hit about the 43-yard line, and a nice return. West will have it first and 10.
And it's a good thing the punter number 63 was there because he had made a touchdown-saving tackle, Tom.
Yeah, that's he had to make a tackle on the kickoff, too, so he's all over the place. Big kid for a kicker.
He is.
All right, first and 10. West scored on their first possession of the game. This is their second possession. They're going to still waiting for the signals from the sideline. Skirmerhoff lines up to the left with Konchak. You got Aiden Cotton here split out wide right. And the give is to Skirmerhorn. Up the middle, got a little running room, breaks a tackle, picks up maybe 4 yards. Got high in the air there, trying to jump over a defender.
I like that jump stop.
It'll be second and 6 now for West with the ball on their own 48-yard line.
Parker Kirshner out there in the left slot. Tommy's one of the kids that came up and talked to us a couple of weeks ago, one of the sophomores up here playing tonight. On
also, Isaac Keesley's out there with him. And Konchak's going to go back to pass. He's going to fire off in the flat to Skirmerhorn. He's got some running room. He'll have a first down and more. He's at the 40. Breaks a tackle. Gets to the 41-yard line. He's driven backwards. And it'll be a Fox Motors first down for West.
That was a nice play design. They faked the ball that time, Tom, but right to Skirmerhorn. But then he carried out the fake. As it continued to roll right, and you threw it back to the left, and Skirmerhorn did the rest to move the chains.
This time, Parker Kirshner out to the left, and we've got Isaac Kesley to the right. Konchak is going to roll to his right, fires out. He's got a man out there and overthrows number 24, that's Aiden Cotton. He was open.
He was, yep. He was wide open that time. Brandon Konchak, just a little too much juice that time. Over going to bring up a second and 10, 5:32 to go. Titans up 8-0 in the first quarter.
And looking good on offense and defense. Konchak now in the gun. Heck, check that. Is that still Konchak? Yeah, it is. Okay. I thought 15 was on. He's going to keep the ball. He's got it. First down and more past the 30 to the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10 and another Fox Motors first down.
I like Brandon Konchak's decision-making here tonight, whether to feed the ball or to keep it. He's keeping it so far, and he's picking up big chunks of yardage.
We got Isaac Kelsey over on the left side. Kirshner in the slot with Totten out on the left. And it's going to be Konchak rolling to his left. He's in all kinds of trouble, and he's going to go down. That's big number 44, the quarterback, Brady Petzloff, who made the tackle in a big sack. They're going to lose about maybe 8-9 yards on that one.
Yeah, credit that Blue Devil defense. Brandon didn't have anyone open downfield, and good pressure by the Blue Devils that time to bring him down. Like you said now, Tom, it's going to be second and 19 to go on their own 38.
So the strength of this Gaylord team, it has been for most of the season, is their defense.
Right.
And now Konchak breaks the huddle. He's got Aiden Lewandowski in the backfield with him. And Kuchnerkevich back there, too. And he fires over the middle. It's caught close to a first down. That is big number 49.
He's one of the kids that also came up and talked to us. Remember, he wore two jerseys.
Yes. And one of the jerseys is not listed on the program.
You know who.
So that's Kuchnerkevich in the backfield now, along with Schultz. Konchak in the gun. Takes the snap, gives it to Schultz. Schultz bounces outside. He's got running room. He's got a first down and more. Gets it all the way close to the 10-yard line. And that's another Fox Motors first down.
You got to like it on this drive. It was second and what, like 18 to go or so, Tom, if not more. It's just, but never panic. Did this Titan offense at all. They just pick up big chunk of yardage and then just another one, pick up another 6-7 yards, and they're moving the chains once again.
They can get a first down just inside the two, so it'll be first and 10. At about the 12-yard line, Konchak now with Schultz again in the backfield. Takes the snap, fires off in the flat. There's Gaston. Gaston's got the ball, and oh, he couldn't break the tackle of that Gaylord player. That was Ty Bessinger. Had him all alone on an island and made the stop.
Yeah, good job. Anytime you can get your guy down in a solo tackle, that's a win for the defense there for sure.
And technically, they say he actually lost a couple of yards, Gaston, as he couldn't break the grip of Mr. Bessinger, so it's going to bring up second down now and 10. They can get a first down just inside the 2 with 2:55 left to go in a pretty fast-moving first quarter. Koncheck now. Shotgun sent Gaston in motion. Koncheck's going to pitch to Gaston on the outside. He breaks the tackle, gets it down maybe to the 10-yard line where it's going to bring up third and long. Boy, Gaylord flushed that one out pretty good.
They really did. Gaston had to bubble out a little bit further than he really wanted to when he ran around, went in motion from left to right, and that allowed that Gaylord defense to pressure, get in, and throw him back for another, maybe a yard or two gain on that one, Tom.
This is Brady Petzloff, who's a quarterback and also a linebacker. He's a stud, man. He's all over the field, at least early here in the first quarter. Koncheck now with Skirmerhorn in the backfield to his right. Takes the snap, fires. He's got Gaston wide open in the flat. He's got one tackle to beat or break, and he makes it. Does he get in? He's right across the pylon. One official is going to say no.
Oh.
It'll be first and goal from inside the 1.
Inside the 1. It'll be inches away from a touchdown.
Gaston can't believe it. He thought he was in. It was just a little pass out in the flat, and he broke the tackle and just couldn't get it inside that pylon. Either way, first and goal. It's Mr. Gaston had a touchdown and a great two-point conversion catch last week. Highlight reel stuff. All right, here we go. Who's going to get the ball on first and goal? Skirmerhorn. No, Koncheck's going to keep it. He's going to pull his way forward. No signal yet. A couple of Titan players are staying across the goal line.
Loose.
And the ball's on the ground. Well, official says no score, so it'll be second and goal. Koncheck kept it, and he was met right in the middle. With a minute 18 left to go here in the first quarter.
Give credit to the interior of that defensive front for Gaylord. Stopping big Brandon Koncheck on that quarterback keeper. Basically no gain. Second and goal inside the 1.
You're going to have Kirshner out on the right, along with Totten and Skirmerhorn in the backfield. Skirmerhorn's going to get the ball, and he's going to go in untouched for the touchdown. Titans.
Michael Skirmerhorn with a 1-yard touchdown run as the Titans go up 14-0 awaiting the PAT.
I believe that's his 12th touchdown of the year. 14-0 Traverse City West. Doesn't look like they're going to kick it. We'll see. No kicking tee out there. They're still making up their mind. Skirmerhorn's looking at the coaches like, okay. They've been going for the two-point conversion a lot in the last couple of weeks.
Yes, they have.
So we'll see what they do. They're going to line up with 6 guys in the middle. And Koncheck is going to keep it. No, he's going to fake it and pass it to Skirmerhorn. Two-point conversion. That's the old Tim Tebow play.
It is it from the Florida day.
Yep, it was a little jump pass, and it worked perfectly. Skirmerhorn with the two-point conversion. It's 16-0 Titans. We'll get back with the kickoff here live at Thurlby Field. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's. The sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
When it's time for a change, head to J.Lew, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With 4 clean, convenient locations in T.C. and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J.Lew is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate so your outside is as ship-shape as your insides. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J.Lew for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
All right, we are back as Traverse City West gets ready to kick off. They're up 16-0, scored on their first and second drives here this first quarter. It's Skirmerhorn with the touchdown and the two-point conversion. We've set a skirmish up here in the booth just trying to get the name of number 49, who caught a big pass that kept that drive alive for the Titans. We'll get it. And there's a little squib kick now this time as Gaylord recovers it, and they'll get the ball in pretty good shape at about the 42. I'm thinking that was on purpose.
I think so, too. That hard knuckleball coming right at you. And Braden Gutrow, number 37, a sophomore, or a junior running back.
So this time Gaylord will start in good shape. They drove the ball and got a couple of first downs their first possession, and then were stalled by the Titans. At first and 10, the ball is going to be officially marked at the 43, their own 43, the Blue Devils, that is. And quarterback, the big sophomore, Pretzlaff, sends a man in motion. They line up under center, and quarterback's going to keep it off the left side. Nothing doing. The ball is on the ground. Fumble. Looks like West has it, and they do. Oh, the quarterback a little sloppy with that one.
It looks like big number 42, Carson Douglas, with the fumble recovery for the Titans.
Douglas, Johnny on the spot. Quarterback really got popped, but really was a little more like a strip from one person.
It was, definitely, Tom.
And the Titans will have it in great shape at the 45 of Gaylord, already up 16 to nothing.
With 39 seconds to go in this first quarter.
Could be the last time they play the Blue Devils for the foreseeable future. They've hung 16 points up in the first quarter, trying to add more. Lewandowski now in the backfield with Konchak. He's off to his right. It's a four-receiver split, two to the right, two to the left. Konchak's right back to pass. Fires downfield, and a little miscommunication there. He actually had a man open, Garrett Schuler, and he was running with his eye on the right side, and the ball went to his left.
Yeah. Schuler was, he had a couple of steps on his defender. No question that time. It looked like Gaylord was playing run on that tee, and a good little play-action fake by Konchak on that play.
So now we're going to have Schuler off to the right with Skirmerhorn, and then the two receivers to the left. We've got two new guys in, Kirshner's in, and I believe that's Gaston out there on the wide left. And Konchak's going to keep it. He's got some running room, a first down. And it's nothing but green grass in front of him. Touchdown. Second touchdown of the day for Brandon Konchak.
45 yards, base right up the middle of that defense. The Gaylord basically untouched, Tom, as Brandon Konchak scores his second touchdown of the game.
Well, you talked about in the last series, he's making smart decisions on where to go with that football.
Right.
He kept it that time right up the middle. Touchdown, 22 to nothing. West in the lead. We talked about it before the game. Coach Vaughn wanted to see more physicality and more emotion. Well, he's definitely getting tonight here on homecoming night for West, as they're up 22 to nothing with 25 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. And it looks like now they're going to kick the extra point, attempt to kick it. Skirmerhorn lining up, although they're taking their time.
We'll see if the Coach Vaughn got the timeout in time.
Did he? Looks like he did. And so we will take a time. We'll come back with the two-point or extra point or whatever they want to do. That's coming up. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Hi, folks. Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, Northern Michigan's largest volume utility trailer dealer. Our volume selling gives us great buying power. We still have a good supply of trailers on hand and more on the way every week. We also have full service, parts, and accessories to take care of all your hauling needs. Stop in and see us today on US 31 South, across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
Okay. All right. After the timeout, Wes will be attempting either a two-point conversion or the extra point. They took the timeout, I think, to think about it. It's 22 to nothing. West in the lead. I want to remind you that timeout was brought to you by Michigan Trailers. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money, MichiganTrailers.com. So this seems to be a difficult decision as to what to do after this touchdown.
Right.
Looks like they're going to kick it. They brought the tee out. Skirmerhorn now back to attempt the extra point. Do they have those charts that they use as to when to kick it and when to go for two? Oh, that's a fake. And the give is to Gaston, and he's not going to get it. The snap went right to Konchak, a little pitch to Gaston. So I see that's why they were
getting
the
right
timeout. I check it. That was not Gaston. That was Douglas on the pitch. And Didn't quite make it. Galen kind of had that one sniffed out. All right, let's take a break here, and we'll come back with the kickoff. It's 22-0. West in the lead over Gaylord.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
And we're back here live at Thurlby Field after the two-point conversion was missed. Titans will kick off. It was just a little, looked like they were going to kick it, snapped the contact. They did a little flip to Carson Douglas, and he just stopped just
right.
Short.
Yeah, almost like you said, a little like a shuffle pass type thing. And but like you said, Gaylor doing a good job of sniffing that out. So in this, for again, 25 seconds to go in this first quarter, and the Titans are up 22-0. By the way, the video board here to the east side of the end zone, nice up and running here, Tom.
Yep.
Oh, it looks nice.
It is sweet. And we got another kicker in for West. And the kick is bobbled by Gaylord and recovered inside the 10-yard line. And a couple of things I wanted to mention here. Oh, yeah, we two drives ago, there was a big catch made by number 49. And we got his name now, don't we?
We do, yeah. Kyle Brunin was one of those kids that plays JV and varsity. And he plays on the line occasionally. He wears a 70-some number. And then when he also plays offense, he'll play that tight end or H-back position. And he puts on jersey number 49. So that's why we were having trouble. But it's Kyle Brunin, sophomore, with a big catch on that one drive.
I don't know if he fools anybody down the field, but he fooled us.
He did.
But he made a nice catch down there. Now Gaylord with the ball. Try to run outside and nothing doing. Look at all them Titans. Boy, they are gang tackling here today and playing with the emotion Coach Vaughn wanted.
No question.
And that should be the last play of the first quarter. I don't think Gaylord's going to be in any hurry here with 9 seconds left. It's going to be 2nd and 12, and they're going to have the ball down to the 6-yard line. And we'll take a break here. It's the end of the first quarter. It's been all Titans, 22-0. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Hey, Titans fans. If you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh. Welcome to easy. And go Titans.
Where do you take your real friends for real barbecue and really good service? Sparks Barbecue at the Four Corners of downtown Traverse City. But get there early because they sell out of their premium barbecue daily. You'll know why when you taste their legendary beef brisket smoked daily in 100% wood smokers. Treat your pals to a daily drink feature or a Michigan craft beer exclusively on tap. Sparks can light up your next event with catering, too. EatSparksBBQ.com.
In times like these, we're all spending more time with family and working our land. Mahindra Tractors is helping with thousands in savings or 0% financing on select models. Visit whymahindra.com to build your tractor, and your Mahindra dealer can deliver right to your door.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord, or online at ZarembaEquipment.com, or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City, or PioneerDiesel.com.
On select models for a limited time only, go to whymahindra.com for more information.
All right, here we go to start the second quarter. After the break, Gaylor would have the ball 2nd and 12. They got it at just about the 5-yard line, their own 5-yard line. Quick pick to the halfback up the middle, Austin Vandermeer, and he goes nowhere.
Matt Zutendam once again coming in from his defensive back position to take the running back down. Tom, I'm not sure he gained anything on that. Nope, it's going to be right back at the 5-yard line. Going to bring up a 3rd and 12.
It looks like the center, Connor Abraham, the senior, got up real slow on that one, but he went back in the huddle. So here we go. Yeah, 3rd and 12 as West has Gaylord Blue Devils backed up deep. They're up already 22-0.
Connor's freshman brother plays alongside him, number 54.
And Quarterback goes back to Petzloff. Little kick out of the flat. The ball's on the ground. It's in the end zone. West recovers for a touchdown. We're waiting for the signal.
Touchdown.
And there it is.
Once again.
Carson Douglas.
You named it. Carson Douglas is all around the ball every single time. And Titans score with high pressure on the Blue Devil offense here deep in their own territory. Who stripped it, Tom?
I didn't see who stripped it. It was the quarterback, Brady Pretzloff, tried to get outside.
Yep.
And he was hit. The ball was stripped, and there was Carson Douglas for the touchdown. A defensive score making 28-0 with 11:15 left to go here in the first half. I'm not going to question anybody's play call, but deep in your end zone like that, when you have to take step backward, even if he didn't fumble, he was going to get hit for a safety.
Right.
So the extra point attempt, they're going to attempt the kick, we think, and they do. Kick is up, end over end, Skirberhorn, and it's good. That'll make it 29-0 with 11:15 to go. We'll come back with the kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Just because winter is coming doesn't mean your golf season has to end. X Golf of Traverse City is open year-round for the most realistic indoor golf experience imaginable. From tee to green, including putting. Fall and winter leagues begin October 4th with men, women, and mixed leagues. Just $225 for 10 weeks of true golfing excitement. Visit xgolftraversecity.com for all details. And of course, the full bar is open to celebrate the round or gather with friends to watch a game or two. xgolftraversecity.com. Play, train, entertain. Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast, pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
All right, here we go on the kickoff after the touchdown defensive score by the Titans that made it 29-0. And the kickoff is going to do this. Like it may bounce out of bounds, and it did. So that'll be a penalty. But Carson Douglas, who they tried to get on a two-point conversion, was stopped short. But with a big fumble recovering, a great defensive effort by West, their biggest point explosion in any first half this season.
Exactly. It's so far through a quarter and a third, Tom, it's hard for us to get some of our commercial spots in here because the TC West is just lighting up the scoreboard, whether they're on offense, defense. You know they're going to try to score on special teams now, too, just to have the trifecta.
Well, after the penalty, by the way, the ball will be out the 35-yard line of Gaylord. Gaylord got a couple of first downs on their opening drive, and they look good. But ever since then, it's been all Traverse City West defense.
They're sending 11 guys after the ball every single time.
Well, this time the Blue Devils are going to send three receivers out. One is in motion, and that's the give to him right up the middle. Nothing doing. He's going to be taken for a loss. There's that Carson Douglas was in on there. Gillette, Lewandowski. It's gang tackling. It's emotion. It's what we didn't see a whole lot of last week, but we're seeing it right here on homecoming night.
Kyle Brunin also in there, the sophomore, 49, doing a good job. He's a kid that's going to be relied upon heavily next year, especially with this senior-laden team for TC West.
Gaylord's starting running back, Austin Vandeveer, went out, hurt his hand earlier. Well, I haven't seen him back in the game since. And Ty Bessinger was the one that carried the ball on that play. Kordegat Pretzloff is under center. It's like his fullback in the backfield with him. Oh, somebody jumped, or did somebody move? We'll see.
I think that's going to go on West, I believe.
Carson Douglas is starting to feel it.
Going to give him five free ones here.
Yeah. So here we go. After the penalty. I'm going to wait and see the scoreboard, the yard marker lineup. He always tells me what. All right.
Isn't that nice? Exactly.
Second and eight, according to the chain gang, for Gaylord. Ball on the 32-yard line of the Blue Devils. Pretzloff under center. Gives it to the up man. He's got a little running room. Picks up a couple of yards before he's brought down. It was
Riley Hush, number 34 for Gaylord.
Kyle McCrum, the captain, on the tackle. It's going to bring up third down and six now for the Blue Devils.
Kyle plays both offensive and defensive lines, is an occasional punter and kicker as well.
And he wears the C on the sweater, if I could quote some hockey lingo.
Hockey, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. As we see the Zamboni in the corner of the end zone.
That's right. We're going to be seeing that probably up in Marquette next week.
Yes.
For real. Pretzloff, the quarterback, is going to keep it right up the middle. He's not going to get much of anything as Schultz hits him immediately, and then a whole bunch of West players were in on that. Skirmerhorn was in there. Carson Douglas again. Kyle McCrum.
Yep.
It's going to bring up fourth down and five. They're going to give him a yard on that one. Probably sent out the punting unit. Looks like Vandeveer is coming back in. Guy had hurt his hand earlier.
I think they were hoping to possibly catch the West defense coming around the edges big time and hoping that QB sneak would catch him off guard. But the middle of that defensive front would have none of that.
Yeah. So here comes the punting unit for Gaylord. I'll just say, if anybody from Gaylord's listening, that is 83, the kicker, but we don't have him on the program. And, is that blocked? It looked like he just missed it.
It went off the side of his foot,
yeah.
63. Yep, it just went completely off the side of his foot. It was getting some pressure.
And West is going to have it on the 35. It almost looked like he swung and missed, but he got a little piece of it.
He got a little tiny bit of it.
And that's technically a 2-yard punt, so it's going to bring up a great field position for West as they'll have the ball on the 37-yard line of Gaylord to start the game. And Gaylord's starting to collapse in all phases here.
They are.
Their defense, offense, and special teams. So here we go. Konchak will be in the gun with Lewandowski to his right. We're going to have three receivers split out to the right. One to the left, and a snap goes off Konchak's hands. The ball's still rolling around. And do the Blue Devils have it? Yes, they do. Up and running is big number 55, and he's brought down at the 48-yard line of West.
Connor Abraham, the senior, with the fumble recovery and return for the Blue Devils.
The snap was a little low. I wasn't quite sure. I thought he could handle that, but went off Konchak's hands, and then it was kicked around a little bit before the Blue Devils come up with it. So there we go.
I don't know if it surprised Konchak, if it was a little earlier than he thought, because it wasn't. I don't think his hands were down ready to receive it at that point, and it bounced off his shins, and then it was just kind of a jailbreak at that point.
They must have been watching that first drive from the Lions last week against the Bears. You gotta just snap it whenever you want to.
Whenever, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
All right, the Blue Devils already down 29-0. Though they got the ball on the west side of the field, and pitch to the halfback, maybe picks up 2 or 3 yards, and he got smacked. But it'll bring up second and three. I don't know who made the initial hit. I know that Gillette was in there at the bottom of the pile. That might have been Kyle McCrum on the hit, because that running back, Ty Bessinger, when you're running, you get hit, and you go backwards.
Yeah, especially when you're leaning forward, and you still get pushed back, rocked backwards like that, yeah.
I used to have a coach back in the day that used to describe that as a kiss.
The kiss?
I don't know why, but he's kissed him.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Second
kiss
and nine.
With the low pads.
Betzler now sends a man in motion, and he's going to keep it off to his right side. Doesn't have much running room. Breaks a tackle, though, and doesn't even get to the line of scrimmage before he's pounded. Oh, boy, we've got the Kyle McCrum all over the place today, and he made the initial tackle. Carson and Douglas in there as well.
Carson, Ben Shillette, also number 50, coming over to help out his teammates.
It's no one man making the tackles tonight for West. They've been all over the football. So it's going to bring third and 11 now with 7:18 left to go here in the first half. It's been all West, 29-0.
Not a lot of passing in this game. So with that, of course, the clock continues to move. It's been a fast first half, Tom.
Gaylord trying to get something going. Keep in mind, this is a Gaylord team that's only scored in double digits twice this year.
Yeah.
15-point game and a 10-point game.
Oh,
and there's a snap. Nope, they're going to get a flag beforehand.
They're going to say they got a timeout.
They did? Okay. Yeah. Well, I want to tell you, that's a Michigan Trailers timeout, and we will be back after this. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
When it's time for a change, head to J-Lube, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With four clean, convenient locations in TC and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J-Lube is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate, so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J-Lube for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
All right, after the timeout, Gaylord will have the ball. Third and 11. 29-0, West in the lead. Oh, West has got to hustle and get that water wagon off there. Look at number 12.
That's
hustling
a lot,
that thing.
That is a lot of water in that wagon.
No, and it's just a little kid trying to push it, but he does get it off the field. And third and 11, Gaylord's going to give it to the half there. The fullback right up the middle. He picks up a couple. He's going to be well short of the first down. That is 34. Really got smacked after a two-yard gain. Riley Hush.
And he's
getting up slow.
Oh, he is. He's bound over.
He's holding his back.
Lower back that time.
Well, he picked up a couple yards and boom. Oh,
this West defense is hitting with some authority.
Yeah, we mentioned that that's not a very deep Gaylord team. They didn't bring a lot of kids south here for this one. And looks like we're going to have a punting unit on there with 4th and 9. 63, who's not listed on my program, is back to punt. And he gets off a good one.
Good one
this time.
Yes.
And it's going to take a Gaylord bounce and stop at the one.
Oh, no, it went into the end zone, thankfully.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Gaston wanted to pick it up, but it bounced.
But he waited so long to wait for the Gaylord defenders to get downfield. And then once it goes in the end zone, it's a dead ball.
Yep.
Then.
I mean, everybody wants a shot at scoring, and
right,
I think Mr. Gaston wanted to pick it up.
And their homecoming, those seniors,
yep.
You know.
29-0, West in the lead. The only drive that they didn't score on offense was the last one where they had a fumble. But Carson Douglas has a fumble recovery in the end zone for the defense, and the offense doing the rest of the work. As West puts out their biggest first half total, biggest half total of any game they've played this year. Koncheck will be in the gun. He's got Aiden Lewandowski right next to him on his right. Sends Gaston in motion. Gaston now goes out in the flat. He's going to take a pass. Cuts. Breaks the tackle. He's at the 20. Still on his feet. He jumps over the defender and gets to the 35. Gaston putting on an athletic show. Look at this team mob him over there.
Unbelievable.
The defender had him in his sights, and Gaston just jumped over him, NFL style. Boy, that's two highlight plays he's given us in the last 2 weeks.
Gaston must be a hurdler on the track team because he had perfect form jumping over that defender.
He did. And boy, this crowd went nuts. That was a heck of a play. And a first down, a Fox Motors first down. Ball will be at the 38-yard line, West 38. As the officials, they have a big conference. There's no flag, but I'm not sure what...
We might be having a sideline warning here.
Could be. The sideline came out in mass after
they did
Gaston
after that
hurdle.
Great. Yeah, you got to let that one go a little bit. That was an incredible play.
Well, they're going to get. They need to get some video on that scoreboard. That would have certainly been with a replay.
That would have been one for sure.
Yep. Koncheck now in the gun. He's got Lewandowski to his right. Let's see. I believe we have Zach Gaston out there wide. We got three receivers out to the right. Koncheck back to pass. No pressure. Fires out in the flat. There is Shuler. Shuler with the ball. He goes backwards, but he's still on his feet. Breaks a couple of tackles. What a good effort. He will not have the first down. He'll be close. But it looked like he was going to get stopped after maybe 2 yards. But he broke some tackles out there. And
Garrett Shuler would not go down. Tom picks up 9-plus yards, like you said, almost picking up that first down.
Like I said, this is the effort Coach Vaughn was looking for last week, what he talked about, and you're seeing it here tonight.
It is, yes, no question.
Did they give him the first down on that one?
It's down to 1 foot now.
Oh, that's right. The chain gang, the electronic chain gang says 1 foot. And Koncheck will have it and more. He's down the sideline. He's at the 40. 35, still on his feet. There is a foot. Oh, man, did he get hit and driven backwards at the 22. Oh, I didn't like that. We got a flag. Oh, Koncheck got hit. And there was one guy at his feet, and the other one kind of held him up, and his back went backward in an awkward way. He's getting up slowly, though, and he is up back up on his feet. What was the flag for, though?
I'm not sure if it's a hold or blocking the back over there.
The West players are moving backwards, so they must know it's on them. The official on the far sidelines threw it.
Yeah, block in the back.
Block in the back. Oh, negates a great run by Konchak. Let's see where they mark it. They're going to give him the first down, though. I guess they make it the spot of the foul, which would have been a first down, so it'll
right.
be at the 44 of Gaylord. First and 10. Konchak got up slow, but now he looks in good form.
5:01 to go. Titans up 29-0 over Gaylord.
Like Jacob Morgan in the game now for West. Konchak back to pass. He's looking, rolling. He cuts up the middle. He's got some running room. He's at the 40, still on his feet, and he's going to be brought down hard at about the 39-yard line. Will be second and short. Didn't have any receivers breaking open, and his pocket collapsed.
Vandeveer with the solo tackle for the Blue Devils that time, holding Konchak to about a 5-yard gain. On first down.
Brandon Konchak's been doing some running here tonight. He's got a couple of touchdowns, one on a long run.
Looking forward to getting those halftime stats here, Tom, because like you said, Konchak has been lighting it up.
Homecoming night here. Thurlby Field for Traverse City West. Aiden Lewandowski in the backfield now with Konchak in the gun, gives it to Aiden up the middle. He's got the first down and more. Cuts outside. He's at the 20. The 15, still on his feet at the 5. Pulls his way forward to about the 2-yard line. It'll be first and goal West.
We do have a flag right on the 30-yard line, Tom. But Aiden Lewandowski, what a great run along that left sideline.
Oh, okay. It's going to be on West.
It's coming back.
Well, it's dominating as West has been. Coach Vaughn's going to have something to talk to his team about.
Yes.
The two key penalties back-to-back. Negates a great run by Aiden Lewandowski. He is really playing some football here the last 2 weeks.
He is. He's been playing great.
So they're going to bring it back.
Put that run in your memory banks there, Tom. You'll see that one here possibly yet before this half is over or early in the third.
So it'll be back to the 40-yard line. We'll be second and 6 after the penalty. That would have been first and goal at the 2.
Yes.
As it's 29-0, West in the lead, 3:59. The last time they'll be playing Gaylord in a conference game for a while. Konchak now in the gun, and Coach Vaughn wants to talk to his team. He takes a timeout, and we'll take a timeout here. A Michigan Trailers timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
You don't want to think about your family living without you. That's why Top of Michigan can think about it for you. Let's be frank. You might feel like it's too soon to start thinking about the unthinkable. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to prepare you for the unexpected, no matter your age or situation. At Top of Michigan, they believe the best relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. If you want to get frank about insurance, contact Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
Only the best. All right, we're back after the timeout. Second and 6 for West after the penalty. They've got it at the Gaylord 40-yard line. Don't forget, after this game, we're going to be picking the Fox Motors Motivated Player of the Game, also the Jimmy Johns Player of the Game. And we were talking about this. Mercy clock runs after it's 35-0 in the second half.
Correct.
You can make a quick run to Jimmy Johns after this one. Konchak now at the timeout will be in the gun. Aiden Lewandowski will be his to his right. Konchak back to pass. Fires off the fat. There's Carson Douglas with the football, and he breaks the tackle and gets a first down down to the 32-yard line.
You got to like that safety valve, that big target that Carson Douglas is.
So the West will have it with 3:49 left to go in the first half, winning 29-0 on homecoming night.
Gus James for Gaylord in on the tackle.
Playing a lot of the starters here in the first half. We're guessing in the second half we'll see a different group of kids. Garrett Shuler will be off on the left. Gaston in the slot on the right. And quick give up the middle. Nothing doing for Aiden Lewandowski. That did not fool the Gaylord team as they had three people in on that tackle. Pretzler, the linebacker, quarterback, one of them.
Owen Smith in there, too, number 75. He's just a junior. He'll be back next year for Gaylord. Did a good job reading that play. It's going to be second in, maybe lost a half a yard on that play, Tom. So it's a long 10 on that. Clock continues to move. We're under 3 minutes to go in this first half. Titans up 29-0.
So here we go with Konchek in the gun. Goes straight back to pass. He's under some pressure this time. He rolls out to his right. Still under pressure. Still on his feet. Rolling. He's going to keep the ball this time. Breaks the tackle. Still on his feet.
Wow.
He gets short of the football. The ball on the ground, they're saying, but they're...
I think he was
down. Yes.
Yep.
That's going to bring up third and short.
Ball popped out after he was down on the ground, but stayed in bounds. It's going to be third. And what do we got, about 3-4 to go, Tom? Three to go.
Yep. Ben Chalette recovered it anyways, but they said he was down. Third and three. Let's see. It's Konchek. Been running a lot today.
He is. Man, doesn't it look like he's going to get tackled at times or swarmed? He just moves away from the pressure and starts heading downfield.
These are designed pass plays, too. They just have not found anybody open, and he's tucked the ball in and ran. Now he's got Lewandowski to his left. Fakes it to him. Throws out the flat. He's got a man wide open on his feet with a first down. Still at the 10, the 5. Oh, brought down just at the 3-yard line. That was Kirshner.
We got a flag on the 25-yard line.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I think this is coming back as well. Another hold.
Oh, that is the third big gainer West has had on this drive that has brought back.
A couple of them have been inside the 5-yard line, and both of those have come back.
Yep, getting a little sloppy here with a 29-0 lead. It'll bring it back to the 35. It'll be third down and long now. Third and, I'm going to wait for the magic. There we go. Third and 12. The digital chain gang. And I can hear Coach right behind us.
Coach him up right there.
West has absolutely dominated this half, but getting a little sloppy here on this drive with three penalties.
Skirmerhorn checking in on the left slot.
Indeed. And that is Kelsey back. And Konchek fires it down to Kelsey, and it's almost intercepted.
They wanted that deep out route to Skirmerhorn. But a nice defensive play by Gaylord.
They bring up fourth down and 12. We'll see. I'm guessing they're going to go for it, Westwill, here. Is Isaac Kelsey, who's played quarterback a little bit this season, out at wide receiver now.
No indecision here. Definitely four down territory for the Titans.
Fourth and 12. Schultz in the backfield with Konchek. In the gun, sends Gaston in motion. Takes the snap, straight back, under a little pressure, fires. He's got Skirmerhorn over there, but he throws it short, and it's going to be Gaylord football. Well, I'll tell you what, that was not the most impressive drive by West there. A couple three penalties and some lack of execution. Although they were down inside the 10 twice, but penalties brought it back.
It's going to leave 1:19 on the clock for Gaylord. Again, Titans up 29-0 late in this first half.
I think they've held Gaylord without a first down since that first drive, by my calculation.
I believe you're right.
A minute 19 left, like you said. Don't forget to join us for the Bill Marsh Automotive Halftime Show coming up. But this week in high school sports, and we'll talk about this first half, which has all been... All West on homecoming night, and now we're going to get another flag. Delay a game, probably.
Pre-snap penalty? Yeah, it is.
It'll be a delay a game, so Gaylord, who's had trouble moving the ball, will start off first and 15.
The Titans have scored a touchdown on defense tonight with Carson Douglas with a fumble recovery in the end zone.
You can tweet us, by the way, at fans at TC Radio. Our next tweet will be our first one, first and 15. And the ball gives to the running back, and he is belted. He broke one tackle, but then there were three more Titans right there, Gaston in that group, and Kyle McCrum has been all over the place tonight. And they're gonna give him maybe a yard on that one. It'll be second and 14.
As the clock continues to move, under a minute to go in the first half.
Gaylord seems in no hurry for the team down 29-0.
For sure. Not when it's second and 14.
Quarterback Brady Presloff. He goes back to pass. Now he's going to run, and the blitz is on, and he's going to be sacked for a big loss. Oh, boy. Yeah. Nothing doing there. Jaden Emerson was the first man in for the Titans.
Love it. Jaden Emerson, like you said, a junior, getting a chance to get some playing time in, did a great job on that Red Dog blitz.
So the Blue Devils look like they're just content to run the clock out. We got 17 seconds left. They're down 29-0.
They're going to take that into the half, it looks like.
Looks that way. They're just looking at the sidelines. Nobody's moving here with 6 seconds left. And that is going to end the half that has been completely dominated by Traverse City West. They're up 29-0. And, all right, it's homecoming night. That means you're in for a treat for the Bill Marsh Automotive Halftime Show. Bill Marsh Automotive. Discover how easy car shopping can be. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com.
WWMN Thompsonville, Q100.
A division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
The first week of football is in the books, but this week we're focusing on the other football, soccer. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports. This is the start of the third week of game action for boys soccer, with almost all teams having a handful of games completed. The MHSAA tournament for soccer will look a lot like it has the past 2 years, with MPR being used to seed the top two teams in each district. This is the third year of the Michigan Power Ratings, or MPR, which takes wins, losses, and ties into account, but also opponents' winning percentage and opponents' opponents' winning percentage, a calculation that encourages teams to play other good teams. As in past years, district assignments are already known and posted to the MHSAA website. The bracket will be released on October 3rd, with the postseason starting October 13th. The MHSAA finals for the four divisions will be November 6th at both Comstock Park and Novi High Schools. Assistant Director Andy Freshour says the addition of MPR has increased excitement and attention around the soccer postseason.
We know coaches are checking the scoreboard every night. They're using it to check what their opponents have done, what future opponents are doing. And we know as the season progresses, the MPR numbers get more accurate and more accurate the more games are baked into the system. So that really causes fans to really pay attention to what the MPR numbers are later in the season. So as long as we keep getting all those scores, which the coach has been doing a great job with, those MPR numbers will be a lot of fun to watch as we get closer to the district tournament.
Game balls this week go to Grand Blanc kicker Dylan Hertzberg. He nailed all four of his field goal attempts in a 40-34 win over East Lansing. The senior split the uprights from 30, 32, 40, and 45 yards in the season-open victory. Chippewa Valley Cephas Harris, who scored four touchdowns in a Week 1 win over Detroit Catholic Central. Harris had touchdown catches of 69 and 68 yards and touchdown runs of 60 and 26 yards on his way to 340 total yards of offense. And to the Ann Arbor Pioneer girls and Traverse City boys teams for winning big city titles at the Pete Moss Cross Country Invitational. Johannesburg Lewiston won the small school title in both boys and girls. Riley Ho of Heartland and Julia Flynn of Traverse City Central won individual titles against loaded big school fields.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
One of the big differences between high school football and the college or pro game is how pass interference is called. In high school, there is no such thing as an uncatchable pass. If there is illegal contact by the defender while the ball is in the air, that's pass interference, no matter where the ball ultimately ends up. Also, in high school, a defender can face guard as long as no contact is made with the receiver. That is not pass interference, even if the defender does not look back for the ball. Both of those interpretations differ from the college and pro game. Both levels have uncatchable exception, and neither allows for face guarding. Keep that in mind the next time you think you've spotted pass interference at the high school level.
Thanks, Sam. If you want to be a referee, just go to the MHSAA website now to register. Road trips in high school typically mean bus rides and maybe a stop for burgers after the game, but not if you attend Beaver Island Community School. Located on Beaver Island, halfway between Petoskey and Manistique in Lake Michigan, athletes there fly to all road games and stay overnight. For example, the volleyball team will fly to a game, play one game that night, stay the night, and play a second game the next day before flying home. It's the same scenario, but in reverse for schools that travel to Beaver Island. Beaver Island has just under 20 students in 9th through 12th grade, and they participate in soccer, volleyball, and basketball as part of the Northern Lights League. For more on the Lakers and how they navigate playing on an island, check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Titans fans. If you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh. Welcome to easy. And go Titans.
Add a little spark to your next party when you host it at Traverse City's premier event space, The Loft at Sparks Barbecue in the heart of downtown Traverse City. They don't just add a touch of class, but a spark of excitement to any event. You might have trouble choosing from a vast array of dining and drink options, but their premium barbecue is guaranteed to make your party a flaming success. Booking holiday parties now. Go to eatsparksbbq.com to set your party on fire. eatsparksbbq.com.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, your local authorized Easy Dumper dealer. An American-made Easy Dumper insert turns your pickup truck into a dump truck to make jobs easier. Firewood, mulch, sand, gravel, and construction waste become just a push button to unload. Let us turn your truck into the workhorse it was meant to be. Stop in and see the full line today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
When it's time for a change, head to J.Lube, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With four clean, convenient locations in T.C. and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J.Lube is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J.Lube for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order, pickup, or delivery on the app.
GetUp Sales believes that owning a Kubota is more than just an equipment purchase. That's why GetUp Sales works hard with every customer to make sure they're choosing the best Kubota product for the job that needs to be done. Because GetUp Sales has been delivering on the Kubota promise of outstanding customer service, they've been designated as a Kubota Elite Dealer, the highest level of achievement, and the only one in Northern Michigan. Only the top-tier dealers in the country achieve the Kubota Elite Dealership distinction. Kubota Elite Dealers are defined by superior customer service, outstanding sales, and exemplary operational excellence. So when you buy a new Kubota tractor from GetUp Sales, take comfort in knowing you're working with an elite dealer. So says the Kubota Tractor Corporation. GetUp Sales, family owned and operated since 1959. On M68 Lanson, on M72 Williamsburg, on M32 Hillman, and on the web at GetUpSales.com. When you think tractors, think GetUp Sales.
And welcome back to Thurlby Field. We're at halftime. The Bill Marsh Automotive Halftime Show is Traverse City West up 29-0 over Gaylord. Lots of points in that first half. Rich will go over the scoring and the stats in just a second as soon as he gets back from the concession stand. I want to remind you, we're going to be picking our Fox Motors Motivated Player of the Game at the end of this one. We're also picking our Jimmy John's Player of the Game. At Jimmy John's, they don't make sandwiches, they make sandwich of sandwiches. The two locations in Traverse City, one South Airport Road and one on East Front Street. I mentioned it is 29-0. Let's go over some scores real quick that are happening around the around Northern Michigan. Boyne City is up 21-6 over Mancelona in a big ball game there. Gaylord St. Mary's up on Cedarville 8-0. Good game going on between Ogama Heights and Kingsley. It is 8-7 right now in the second quarter. Kingsley up on that one. Cadillac up on Petoskey in the first half, 14-0. And Alpena, the Wildcats have scored a touchdown. They're down 28-7 over Central. We're still hoping for that big upset that maybe West can sneak in a first-place spot there in the Big North. But that's all the scores I have right now. Lots of points in that first half, Rich.
It really was, Tom. I mean, it was, scoring 29 points in that first half. The Titans, they did it offensively, defensively. You know, you name it, they were doing it there for sure. So let's go over. You want to go over some of the scores there? Okay, here we go. Of course, Gaylord won the toss. They deferred. They will receive in the second half. But let's go. Obviously, all the scoring done by West. Brandon Konchak with a 30-yard touchdown run to get them on the board. And then Konchak kept ran in for the PAT as well as they go up 8-0 after that. Michael Skirmerhorn with a 1-yard run. PAT was a pass from Konchak to Skirmerhorn. Titans go up 16-0.
A jump pass.
A jump pass. That's right. The Tim Tebow type.
Yeah.
And also, Brandon Konchak gets in again for a 45-yard TD run. Two-point conversion failed. West is up 22-0 at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, Carson Douglas with a fumble recovery in the end zone. Skirmerhorn with the PA, with the kick, which was good, 29-0, and that's how the half ended, Tom.
And we are at homecoming night, by the way. There's going to be a little elongated ceremonies, and we have a few of the Traverse City West football players that are on the court that are going to be out for this ceremony.
And let me just go over some total yards real quick here, Tom. The Titans had 200 total yards in that first half, almost seemed like more, as they held Gaylord to 19 total yards. The defense really playing to Brandon Konchak, 7 rushes, 99 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He completed 8 passes for 75 yards. Carson Douglas with 2 fumble recoveries, obviously one of them for a touchdown.
I want to mention, too, you said 19 total yards for Gaylord. Almost all of that was in that first drive. They picked up a couple of first downs. After that, it was all TC West defense.
That smothering defense, like you mentioned a couple of times, Greg Vaughn has got to be happy with the effort that defense has put forth tonight.
Absolutely, as they're getting ready to announce the court right here. trying to get the football. We'll get the names if we can of the people on the court. Maybe JJ, our producer, can explain the fire extinguishers. There's three fire extinguishers out there.
The balloon arch is making its way out to midfield, Tom.
So we got arches. We got two rows of people with fire extinguishers. So this is going to be a interesting homecoming court introduction here as we're live at Thurlby Field on what is a warm October night. We don't know if that's going to be the case next week when we're in Marquette. We're going to bring our snowmobiles just in case.
We are on the shores of Lake Superior.
Yes. All right. I am trying to figure out who... I'm trying to figure out the football. Well, there goes the fire extinguisher. So I see they blow the fire extinguisher for everybody that comes on the court. Somebody in the band is on the court, and he's getting introduced, and he's going crazy. I like that. I would do that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Show off.
Sprinting across the field.
I was the only
mom and dad
person from our school to be named to the Homecoming King 4 years in a row, but that's beside the point.
Is that right?
He was homeschooled.
Look at that.
I was homeschooled. Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. JJ.
I want to see they're introducing a... Daniel Rose is in the court. I see that. He's hard to miss.
Yeah, Big Danny Rose. Yeah, he's towards the back there a little bit.
So you got some of the
and now
student cheering section is out there on the court. I want to see what kind of ovation Mr. Rosa gets here as he's coming up next. This is. Titans are up 29-0 here in the first half as we're at halftime. This is a Bill Marsh Automotive halftime show. There we go, Rosa. Listen to that hand. I'll open that
Big
up.
Big Danny Rosa.
Big Danny. There we go. Can people hear that, JJ? If I get the mic out here to see if people can hear some of the ceremonies. Always great on homecoming night. Big crowd. Rosa, cheer. Given the number one signal to the fans. We got a couple more football players. I think Mr. McCrum is in there.
Yeah. Looks like Brandon Konchuk might be coming out next, Tom.
Oh, yeah. The people in the court usually bring their parents to escort them. And Konchuk now. There he is on the court.
Yeah.
We got three football players on the court.
And I know people are waiting with bated breath. The arch is holding up. The arch of balloons. As they're able to, and I like the little fire extinguisher effect there.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a little dry ice effect.
It is. I would like to be on the fire extinguisher brigade. As those guys, they roll out it once they get past the balloon arch, then they get the fire extinguisher effect.
I couldn't be trusted with the fire. Personally, me, I would,
Yours would run
I'd
out of juice.
I'd get carried away. I always got to take things a little too far.
Yours would run out of juice after five minutes.
Yeah. One of my buddies would be walking by, and I might hit him in the side of the head, give him a new hairdo, frost his tips just a little bit, and then the next thing you know, there's a hullabaloo going on out there.
I wouldn't give you the responsibility either, to be honest with you. But so we're live here at halftime. 29-0. West with, we've done, this is our seventh game. I think that was the most impressive half that they put together. It dominated that one in all phases, 29-0. And there's Kyle McCrum getting introduced. He's the last one, getting the fire extinguisher effect now.
Kyle's got a nice group escorting him out of the field.
So I guess we're going to get the big announcement here in a second. Why don't we keep it right here for the announcement?
Well,
the homecoming ceremony is at Thurlby Field.
Nothing against any of the people without numbers on, but if they announce to someone with one of the numbers, we'll know who it is, Tom.
Yeah. They should all put numbers on. Do you have a favorite?
I do not.
Here we go. Patrick, I didn't get the last name.
No.
Reed, Patrick Reed is the official homecoming king. He's happy. Look at that.
Yeah.
Crowd loves it.
Yeah.
I didn't get the queen, though.
I like Patrick's tie-dyed kind of outfit there.
Yeah, I think he's with the student cheering section.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the queen. We're going to have to get her name.
Because that's really the important one, let's be honest here.
Yeah, let's be honest for sure. All right, why don't we take a break? We'll come back and hopefully the opening kickoff of the second half. It's homecoming night here at Thurlby Field. Traverse City West up 29-0. It is the Bill Marsh Automotive Halftime Show. And this is high school football on Q100.
As families and communities across Michigan gear up for an historic back-to-school season, Dean Transportation is looking for compassionate people to join their dedicated team of school bus drivers. They offer competitive wages and paid training, quality benefits, and flexible schedules. Positions now starting at up to $23 per hour. Apply today at deanjobs.com to join this critical effort to help students return to learn this fall. deanjobs.com.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast, pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
It's showtime! Say it three times and it might come true. Grand Traverse Undercoating. Grand Traverse Undercoating. Grand Traverse Undercoating. Whoa! There it is at 1310 Barlow. Cole Robin at 943-1411. Northern Michigan roads will destroy your car. Take it from me. Every year, rust kills more cars than I do. Grand Traverse Undercoating. They're the ones to trust when it comes to rust.
Where do you take your real friends for real barbecue and really good service? Sparks Barbecue at the Four Corners of downtown Traverse City. But get there early because they sell out of their premium barbecue daily. You'll know why when you taste their legendary beef brisket smoked daily in 100% wood smokers. Treat your pals to a daily drink feature or a Michigan craft beer exclusively on tap. Sparks can light up your next event with catering, too. EatSparksBBQ.com.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, Northern Michigan's largest volume utility trailer dealer. Our volume selling gives us great buying power. We still have a good supply of trailers on hand and more on the way every week. We also have full service, parts, and accessories to take care of all your hauling needs. Stop in and see us today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
And we're back at Thurlby Field on homecoming night. Traverse City West with a comfortable lead, 29-0. Keep in mind that if they get up by 35 points in the second half, you have a running clock, which there were three things you said that can stop a running clock in the mercy rule.
We had it one other time. It can be an injury,
a timeout,
and... what was the other thing? There was one other thing that we had talked because we had a game and it happened.
Penalty.
There were only two.
Does it stop for a penalty?
I can't remember, to be honest with you. I'm getting old.
You said a nuclear holocaust.
True. Yeah, the nuclear holocaust.
That's the one I was looking
the third.
For.
I'm sorry,
That hasn't happened yet in any of the games that we've been to. But
we have not. No, we have not seen that. We But, you know, exactly. But we're not close to Chernobyl or anything, so that's the beautiful thing. But,
you know, we will be right back at it next Friday night up in Marquette as we make the long trip. Now, we know that there's going to be three games played that day. The freshman at 3 o'clock, and then the JV at 5, and then the varsity will start somewhere around 7.
Right. That's better news than the original news was.
Well, we were originally told 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's like, whoa, holy Nelly. Because we got a long drive, and we're going to be putting it all the way back to Northern Michigan.
Back on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's when it starts.
Well, it depends on how big our dog team is. If we go with a 14-dog team, they go a little faster.
I've been to Marquette, I want to say, half a dozen times in my life. I've been to that part of UP, but you see Munising's as far as I go.
Yes.
And I've never been up there without snow, so this may be my first time. But it could be, who knows? But
I've been up there in October, and there has been snow.
Yeah. West has dominated this game, and we talked about it beforehand that Coach Vaughn, I wanted to see a little more emotion out of his team than he saw last week.
I think
we could tell after the game that he said, you know, they got to decide what kind of team they're going to be. And in this first half, they decided they're going to be physical, they're going to be excited, and play with emotion. And they have done that and dominated this game so far.
They have, exactly. And they probably actually, their emotions got the best of them on that late drive because they had like three or four different holding penalties or block in the back because they were down inside the five on a couple of different plays, but penalties brought them back, and then they end up turning it over on downs. But you cannot be upset with the energy or the effort they've put forth. And, Tom, I know we are a Titan broadcast crew and all of that, but also we got to recognize congratulations to TC Central's Josh Burnham as he's the Notre Dame commit, as he's been chosen to play for the All-American Bowl on Saturday, January 8th at the Alamo Dome. So that's quite – this is one of the all-star game of all-star games. As in this game, there's been 13 future Heisman Trophy finalists, 496 draft picks, and 174 Pro Bowl selections that have come out of this game. So
that is a big one.
It is a big one. Congratulations.
We saw him live, and that kid's a stud.
He is a stud, absolutely so.
We'll be glad to see him graduate this year.
Yes.
Head over to Notre Dame.
And Coach Vaughn is also. Very glad to see Josh Burnham graduating for sure.
You know, we talked about at the end of that first half, Riley Hush for Gaylord. Hurt his back or something. Looks like he's not going to be back for the second half.
Oh, okay.
Is there short players?
Yeah. He did go over the sideline that time.
He's got the shoulder pads off.
Yep.
And this is a Gaylord team that's not real deep.
No.
And they're down 29-0. They'll get the ball, though, to start the second half. Was it getting ready here on homecoming night? It's unbelievable the weather we're getting here in October.
It truly is incredible.
Is the fans here excited? A great little halftime show. Skirmerhorn going to be kicking off now for West. Gives the signal. Officials give the signal, and he'll be kicking off. He's going to boot it all the way back to the five. It'll bounce in the end zone and a touchback.
Great kick by Michael Skirmerhorn.
Indeed. Well, we talked about Gaylord being held to 19 yards in that first half and no points. They got two first downs in that first drive, and that was basically where they got the yardage.
Exactly.
All this Titan defense since. Well, here we go. I want to mention, too, a special shout-out to Carson Douglas, who recovered two fumbles in that first half.
One for a touchdown. Looks like Luke Miller in there, number 32, on that Titan defense this time.
And the quarterback for Brady Pretzloff, he's going to give the ball to, I believe that was Austin Vanderberry, and he gets a yard maybe. As this Gaylord offense has just been assaulted here this evening by a West defense that is obviously fired up. I didn't see who made the tackle. There was, again, three or four green jerseys
at the
point of the handoff, it seemed like.
Carson Douglas, Kyle Brunin in there as well. Of course, Ben Chalette, all those guys right near the football, Matt Zutendam, almost every single play.
It is more than likely going to be the last league game these two teams play against each other, although Gaylord could put them on the schedule, West could put them on the schedule next year. We'll see. And the ball's on the ground. Botched handoff, and there's a fight for it. We'll see who got it. Looked like Pretzloff, the quarterback, recovered it, but no signal from the official. There we go. It'll be Gaylord's ball. And it's going to be third and very long now for the Blue Devils. Ball on the 15-yard line. Third and 15.
Listen, there's just not a lot of margin for error for this offense for Gaylord. Right now, they're kind of outmanned for sure.
Well,
again,
Gaylord completed a pass in that first drive, and I think that's the only pass they've completed this football game. They got no time to throw.
No, none.
Off back there. So here we go. This time they're going to line up in the shotgun. Nope, it'll be under center, Presloff. He's got three backs in the backfield, one receiver split out to the right, and that's it. And they're going to give it to the running back. He's got no room, and he gets tackled maybe for a yard gain. That was Gillette all over that one.
It was Ben Gillette coming crashing right down the line like you're supposed to as a defensive tackle and held the running back to no gain. It's going to be an obvious punt.
Well,
opportunity.
The few times they've been back to pass, they've had zero time to throw. They didn't even attempt one that time.
Exactly.
Down 29 to nothing. Gaston will be back to receive at the Gaylord 45. 63. The mystery man for Gaylord's been punting and kicking tonight. He's not in our program, but
It's been an interesting night. He's had some good punts, and then he almost missed one.
Ooh, almost a block there by Carson Douglas, but the kicker gets it off. Gaston will receive it at the 45, still on his feet at the 35. Look at him break tackles, still on his
feet. Coming to the wide side.
He is at the 35, at the 30, still going. Gets to the 20, hit on his feet.
Oh.
Flag comes out as he gets all the way down to the 12-yard line. What an individual effort, but maybe coming back, we'll see. Flag right out here about the 20-yard line.
Yeah, almost hit. It was right near where the tackle took place.
He was bottled up over on the far side of the field, broke some tackles. Oh, it's going to be on the Blue Devils. It's going to stand up. It'll be half the distance of the goal, so Wes will have it in great shape, first and 10. Or first and goal, we'll say. It's on the 8-yard line. What an individual effort. Boy, this Gaston, man.
He did, man.
Tough to bring down.
There was a whole lot of Blue Devils on the right side of the sideline, and he switched direction, came to the wide side, and really picked up some big chunk yardage.
Koncheck now in the gun. Skirmerhorn to his right, one receiver to the left. Gaston in motion on the right. Fake pitch to Gaston, and Koncheck will keep it up the middle. Big hole, and he bowls his way in for a Titan touchdown.
Brandon Koncheck with another quarterback keeper. I believe that's his third touchdown of the night.
Third touchdown for the senior. And it is officially 35 to nothing with the extra point attempt to come. Koncheck's had a whale of a night tonight.
He has. That one was an 8-yard TD run.
Three TDs and a two-point conversion for Mr. Koncheck. So Brandon will take the snap. Snap is good. Kick by Skirmerhorn. End over end, and it is good. And it'll make it 36 to nothing with 9:22 left to go in the third quarter. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
Add a little spark to your next party when you host it at Traverse City's premier event space, The Loft that sparks barbecue in the heart of downtown Traverse City. They don't just add a touch of class, but a spark of excitement to any event. You might have trouble choosing from a vast array of dining and drink options, but their premium barbecue is guaranteed to make your party a flaming success. Booking holiday parties now. Go to EatSparksBBQ.com to set your party on fire. EatSparksBBQ.com.
And welcome back to Thurlby Field. Tom Devin along with Rich Calkins and producer JJ is... Koncheck's touchdown for West makes it 36 to nothing.
And with that 8-yard run time, unofficially, Brandon Koncheck goes over 100 yards now with 107.
And three touchdowns and a two-point conversion.
Not a bad night.
No, I would say on homecoming night, pretty good. He also was in the homecoming court. Oh, this kick is going to go out of bounds by Skirmerhorn, so Alpena will get it at the 35-yard line. 36 to nothing, and once you're up by 35 or more in the second half, the clock should keep running.
It should, exactly. That kick.
But on penalties, it stops, and there's a penalty there against West.
Skirmerhorn almost made it into the end. It went out around the 2-yard line, but he was trying to kick it deep once again, but almost made it, but just went out. Clock is running now that the ball has been spotted at the 35-yard line of Gaylord.
So here we go. We'll see if we get some player personnel changes here on this defense, as I'm seeing that Reese Robertson has checked in on defense for the Titans. And Gaylord has got a new quarterback in as well. That is Caleb Angst. He was the guy I saw playing last week. He's a sophomore as well. He's going to line up under center, and you're going to get a penalty before the snap.
I see Kelvin McMichael in there for the Titans as well. Tom playing linebacker, number 34, actually DB.
The sophomore Caleb Angst scored the lone touchdown when he was playing QB last week against Alpena. And he's back in for the Blue Devils.
That was a tough loss for Gaylord. I think they probably were favored going into that, knowing the tough games that they had won against Petoskey and Saginaw Heritage. So that was a disappointing loss for Gaylord last week.
Second and 15, Ox back to pass, fires across the middle, now over the head of his intended receiver. I did want to compliment Gaylord on their new helmets.
Yeah.
See that little design up front? It's pretty cool.
I do like that.
Yeah. It's a team that has a bright future. Their JV and freshman teams are good, and they've got a lot of sophomores on this roster here playing tonight.
And that's what happens with, in these public schools in northern Michigan. If you have one guy, like low numbers in that senior class, then that affects, a lot of your team. And so that can, you get a, a lot of, you need a lot more underclassmen to step up.
Quarterback Ox now for Gaylord, goes straight back to pass under all kinds of pressure. Little screen pass and boom! Hit without any gain. I want to see that was Matthew Zutendam was the initial man that hit him, but you also had Reese Robertson who's checked in on the hit as well.
Then
wow, that was a screen pass that had no chance.
He did, yep. Ben Safradine, I believe, also in on that tackle.
Yep, and Onson, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. The quarterback for Gaylord, he was under all kinds of pressure, too.
Yeah, he had to get rid of that pass. And it actually was a decent little play, but again, West doing a great job in sniffing out those screens.
Third and 14 now for the Blue Devils on their own 31-yard line. Flagged again, this time before the snap.
They're going to say preliminary offsides West.
It'll be easy five, but it'll still be third and 10. For Gaylord, trying to get some points on the board. They're down 36-0. This West defense has already pitched one shout-out this week. Don't forget to join us after this one as we will talk to Coach Vaughn, a couple of players, and we'll have our Jimmy Johns Player of the Game and our Fox Motors Motivated Player of the Game. Here we go. After the timeout, quarterback Hanks goes back to pass and nothing doing.
Yeah.
All kinds of pressure, and that was Luke Miller who's in on the game. Look at him. He's fired up. Got a quarterback sack. That was Soffernine went up for the old chest bump and kind of knocked him down. But
These guys are
having fun.
He's a kid that hasn't gotten a ton of playing time on this defense because it is so deep and it's so senior-laden. But congratulations, Luke Miller. They're a great play.
That'll bring up 4th and 14 now for the Blue Devils. Sure, we're going to see the punting unit. Gaston.
And Skirmerhorn.
And Skirmerhorn will be back to receive. We'll see, though. They like to bring pressure. Very rarely see two men back to receive for West, but here's the kick. It's up and it's off, and Gaston will take it. At the 35-yard line, he's got some running room. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's got a blocker. Hurdles a man, gets out to the 30-yard line, and West will have it in good shape. Will Gaston has had a good return game today.
He likes to run over to the wide side of the field, and it opened up for him again as a great return to the Gaylord 30-yard line.
Doesn't show up on the stat sheet so much, but in the first half, he had the play of the game when he hurled the defender, hurdled right over him. and brought the crowd to its feet.
Okay.
A nice return there as well. On the 30-yard line, first and 10.
Looks like we're going to get a new quarterback in here, Tom.
No, Konchak's back in, but we are going to get another player that Aiden Morneau, who's checked in at the tight end position. Fake to Skirmerhorn. Konchak throws it out in the flat. He's got a man out there. Catches the ball, breaks a couple tackles, picking up 5 yards. Is Aiden Totten. That'll bring up second and 5. Cameron Oliver is now checked in for West at receiver.
Looked like a little run pass option that time.
We're going to say 4. So it'll be 2nd and 6. Skirmerhorn still in the game. Konchak in the gun. 2 receivers split to his left, 1 to the right. High snap, gets it, gives it to Skirmerhorn. He's got a little running room, bounces up the middle, and he's going to be close to the first down. We'll see where they mark it. Very close. No signal yet. Waiting for the chain gang to make their move. And they're going to say he's short of the first down. So it'll be 3rd and about 1. A long one here where they're marking it for West. Dominated this game up 36-0. Trying to add to that. As we got Miller's going to check out now. And Garrett Schuler will be off wide to the left. Totten to the right. Give this. Is it Skirmer? No, that's Schultz up the middle. And, boy, I don't think he got it. Check that. That is Reese Roberts. And I don't think he got it.
Yeah. I think that's still going to be short by about 2 yards. But obviously the Titans will be going for it, Tom, on their on the Blue Devil 22-yard line.
It's Robertson.
Yep. They got to get to the 20. Clock is moving quickly here. We have a running clock. Titans up 36-0. A little over 3 minutes to go in the third.
Aiden Totten and Schuler split out to the left. And Konchak gives it right up the middle to Robertson, and he's going to pick up the first down. Nice little hole over there and a good run. It'll be 1st and 10.
And that's Reese Robertson with a Fox Motors first down.
That's right. As West is on the move again, only 2:42 left to go here in the third quarter with the clock running. The Titans up 36-0. Absolutely dominated this homecoming game here at Thurlby Field. Konchak again with Robertson in the backfield. They're having a little conference, and Konchak in the gun will take the snap. Fakes the handoff. He rolls out to his right. Rolling. Oh, he lost the football. Tried to throw it. It slipped out of his hands. That'll bring up 2nd down. Is that an incomplete pass? Is the official has it ruled?
I think so. I think that is an incomplete pass. Or
I don't know if he had his arm moving forward.
Right.
The ball slipped out of his hand and went out of bounds.
That looked like a Wilbur Wood knuckleball.
Yes. Yeah, they're going to say it's an incomplete pass. It'll be 2nd and 10 now for West. Garrett Schuler will be the lone receiver out to the left. Gaston lining up in the tight end position with Totten out on the right. And it's going to be the give to the up man, Robertson. And he breaks a couple of tackles, still on his feet. Picks about 5 or 6 yards up there. Gets it inside the 15, where it'll be 3rd down, Titans.
Time I got to point out, too, Ethan Feliz, number 38, getting some playing time in there on the left side. He's a receiver. Looked like that time he lined up in the tight end position.
Is Coach Vaughn getting plenty of players in here? Is West playing their last big North Conference game for the foreseeable future, trying to go out victorious, and they're doing a good job so far, 36-0. Robertson in the backfield. It'll be Totten and Schuler split out wide, and it'll be Konchak's going to keep it, and he's not going anywhere. Boy, Gaylord snipped that one out. Might have got to the line of scrimmage. That's the big man, the sophomore that played quarterback in the first half, Brady Pretzloff, the initial man in on the tackle. 3rd and 3 now for the Titans.
Also got to point out Anthony Rose playing in at left tackle for Danny Rosa now, Tom.
Rosa on the homecoming court at halftime.
Rosa, yep. Rosa, and now Rose in for Rosa.
3rd and 3 now. The officials are having a little conference. There was only 27 7 seconds left in the third quarter. Got to pay attention here with this running clock.
You
this
do.
This is the second time this year that West had the running clock.
They're going over what was on the menu again. They weren't quite sure what was on the new menu at Taco Bell.
That's right. I think that's what they're discussing. Oh, they got the all six of them are in there now.
Yeah, he said, what did you order? I ordered the party pack of tacos. That's what I did. Okay, all right, all right. As long as we're all on the same page.
Now, that's one of the few ways that you get a timeout with the running clock is the officials want to discuss where they're going for dinner after.
They do. That's important.
I suggest Jimmy John's, though, man.
I do, too. Yeah, Jimmy.
Freaky
great
Fast,
place.
Great sandwiches, which we had some before the game here.
Yes.
Koncheck now, back to pass. He's under some pressure. Going to tuck it under and run, and he's going to be short of the first down. That was fourth, by the way. As Gaylor comes up with their best defensive stand so far this game, and they'll have the ball.
Connor Abraham, number 55 for the Blue Devils, the senior. Stop.
That was not a designed run.
No.
He was under pressure. Nobody was open and tucked it under. And
end of the third.
Coach Vaughn's talking to him, so apparently he would have rather seen the pass attempt.
End of the third quarter.
Oh, already. Okay, well, we'll take a break and come back with fourth quarter action and listen to high school football on Q100.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local auto owner's agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
All right, we're back here live at Thurlby Field. Tom Devitt along with Rich Calkins and ace producer JJ. As Gaylord stopped West for one of the few times tonight. It's 36-0. Titans in the lead. Gaylord will have the ball. And let's see, they're going to mark it at the 14. On homecoming night here at Thurlby Field, everybody having a good time. Weather is practically perfect.
Yeah, we got that rain earlier in the day, and it's held off all game.
And once again, Gaylord's going to have to take a timeout as after the quarter change, they didn't have the play. And this is a Michigan Trailers timeout, by the way, and we'll be back. More high school football on Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 30. South in Traverse City.
All right, after the timeout, Gaylor will have the ball first and 10. And quick give to the fullback. He's got some running room, man. Look at him carrying a whole bunch of Titans. Half the team's there trying to tackle him. And that'll be a positive yardage for the Blue Devils. As we were noticing during the timeout there, that Coach Vaughn has one of them little tablets that he's actually showing some plays to Brandon Koncheck.
Exactly. Yep. You got to like this high-tech
Well,
world.
We know these guys are videotaping it over here, but we thought it was for the team to watch after. But I guess they got a screen down there, and these guys watch the plays just like the pros.
Yeah, you got to like that.
Yeah. I hope our voice doesn't bleed over into them highlights.
No.
No audio on that?
Okay,
thank you.
No, exactly. I signed off on that disclaimer.
36-0 now. Gaylord with the ball, second and 5. Deep in their own side. Quick give it to the up man. That is Gabriel Thompson who's in the game for Gaylord. He'll be short of the first down. He'll be third and about 2.
Connor Kinsey, number 55 for the Titans in there. Getting some playing time along that defensive front.
If it seems like the game is going fast, we've got 10:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. That's because it is. We've got a running clock now. Lots of running in this game.
Lots of running, absolutely.
I've seen a whole lot of passes from either side. They're going to say third and two now. Gaylord's going to slip one receiver wide to the right. Under center is Angst. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, though. He can quick give his halfback, who loses yards on that one. I want to make sure I give credit. We got a couple of new guys in. That was Robertson, one of the guys
in.
He's having a nice game here.
He's having
a
real
nice.
Reese Robertson getting some deep penetration there. Throwing. They had two to pick up, Tom, and they threw him for a two-yard loss.
Well, it's fourth and four. Obvious punting situation. It doesn't look like the Titans are sending anybody back. We'll see. Are we going to get a timeout this time? Wes, they're trying to figure out what to do here. And we'll take a timeout. By the way, this is the Michigan Trailers timeout. Michigan Trailers is always focused on delivering excellent value and service to every customer. You'll always find the best value for your hard-earned money. MichiganTrailers.com.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast, pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Okay, we're after the West timeout. Looks like they're going to send a man back to receive. It'll be Parker Kirshner is going to be back to receive. This is time getting punt receiving duties.
Right.
Is Gaylord in punt formation. Snap is good. The punt is a low liner as Kirshner is going to try and catch it on the fly. Went through his fingertips. He's going to pick it up at the 40-yard line. He's got some room over on the left side, and he skates to the 50, still on his feet, gets hit out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. So nice recovery by Mr. Kirshner.
It was, and once again, the Titans will start in Gaylord territory. We got a few of the scores around the north. Central is winning over Alpena 24-0.
24-0?
24-0.
I had Alpena with somebody tweeted that they scored a touchdown in the first half.
Is that right? Okay.
I had 28-7, but we got to check that. Let's have one of our fact
it
checkers.
It is. Update 28-7. Good call.
28-7. Well, Wildcats, man. It's scoring on the Central defense.
Film at 11.
I had Cadillac up 14-0 halftime over Petoskey. That's the final score I've had there. So we'll get you updated. And Kingsley all over Ogama Heights at this point.
Yep.
As well. Okay, I think we got a new quarterback in for West. It was this Isaac Kingsley, I believe, or Kelsey, excuse me. Isaac Kelsey, who has played quarterback a few times this year.
Yeah.
And actually scored a touchdown, too. But
yes.
You're going to get a penalty here on West to start this drive. It'll make it 1st and 15. It's Mr. Robertson now getting the play in from Coach Vaughn. He runs it into Kelsey, who's in the gun with Robertson to his right. We got two receivers split out to the left, one to the right, and he got a man in motion. Did he make a move to the...
Moved up front.
Movement by that offensive line is play breaking down a little bit. That stops the clock, one of the few things that can do it here in the second half. They spot the ball, and then they get the clock rolling again. So it'll bring up 1st and 20. Kelsey now takes the shotgun snap. He's going to give it to he's going to give it to Kirshner.
Right.
On the end around, and nothing doing there. Gaylord sniffed that out. He actually might have lost the yard. We'll see where they spot it. He did, and it'll be 2nd down as they're going backwards here, Wes. 2nd and 22.
They are going back. Gaylord, good job sniffing that out this time.
8:23 left to go in the fourth quarter. A game dominated by West. They're up 36-0.
Lots of kids getting playing time tonight.
Indeed. Got Aiden Morneau is in. Looks like he's lined up at tight end. And Kelsey, they're back to pass. Fires out in the flat. He had Robertson out there. Fired it a little low. And it's going to bring up 3rd down. Isaac Kelsey, who had a long touchdown run against Grand Haven earlier this year. They're getting him groomed.
Isaac is a lefty. We had a chance to interview him. Nice kid.
Indeed. He's in the shotgun now for West. High snap, but he fields it. And he's going to take the ball and run off to the left side. And again, nothing doing. Might have picked up a yard. Got back to the line of scrimmage. No, they're going to say he lost yards. It's going to be fourth and long. Fourth and about 24. So the punting unit is coming on for West. Well, penalties didn't help that drive.
Right.
Two in a row.
There's not a lot of plays when it's first and 20 in your playbook to really help you out in those situations.
So with 7 minutes left, the Titans are going to punt for one of the, is this the first time today? I believe so.
McCrum back. This is the first punt team, by the way, also, for the most part in there.
Snap is good. He boots it all the way to the 20-yard line where Gaylord will field it. And look at that tackle down there. Aiden Lewandowski hits him. Oh, they're going to – there was maybe a late hit. They threw the flag after the man was already down. We'll see.
Yeah, like Aiden Lewandowski just absolutely just shot out of a rocket. Great solo tackle. He was already down on the ground. Didn't need any other help, so – but it does appear to be a late hit against the Titans.
We'll see. Yep, that is a personal foul. We're saying that the clock stops temporarily on penalties, and there's been a lot of them here this fourth quarter.
There have. And then once they get that ball marked and the ref makes the signal, that clock will start up again.
All right, we got a few new players. Let's make sure we give credit to Dylan Bowes is now in. Cameron Oliver on the defensive side here for West, trying to maintain the shutout. We also got David Riot in. Gaylor gives the ball up the middle quickly, maybe 3-4 yards. Is there a whole bunch of Titans in on the tackle? That's 74 isn't on my sheet unless, let's see.
Ethan Murphy.
Ethan Murphy, all right. He's in now for West, 6:06 left to go on homecoming night, 36-0. Traverse City West has dominated Gaylord here. Gaylord's only drama left is to see if they can get on the scoreboard. Sophomore Caleb Angst, I think you might pronounce it that way, I don't know. Quick pitch outside, nothing doing. Little end around there, and West was all over it. Robertson was in on the tackle. Number 70, Jacob Hamilton in there as well.
Jacob was fighting off a blocker and still was able to bring down the ball carrier. Great job, Jacob.
36-0 with the running clock and a 3rd and 10 for Gaylord. Blue Devils come in here with a record of 2-4. Played some good football this year, but offensively they just haven't gotten it going or for the rest of the season.
They've struggled all year long offensively.
Quick give up the middle, and again, nothing doing. A whole bunch of Titans in on the tackle. Is going to bring a fourth down. That was Mr. Kelsey, the quarterback, in on the tackle there. One of the players, also Cameron Oliver.
Camel
is what we're supposed to call him.
Chase Weston, number 23, is in there right now as well. One of the kids brought up tonight.
4:40 left here in the fourth quarter. Homecoming night, 36-0 West. Put together a great first half and have dominated this football game. Come out with all kinds of emotion.
Right. Just like what Coach Vaughn wanted.
Indeed, and he got it. All right, back to punt is Gaylor. They're going to boot it back to Kirshner. He's going to field it on the 35. He's to the 40 and tackle about the 42-yard line. And West will take it over 1st and 10. With 4:13 left to go, we got some new players checking in for West on offense. Samuel Toki, the junior, 5'11", is going to be checking in on that offensive line. Kelsey will be the quarterback. Got one more home game left in the regular season. That's the end of the... end of the season. It's going to be a tough game.
Yes, that will be. Whoever we play, if it's Macomb, Dakota, or whoever it might be, but it will be a tough game.
Kelsey now. Fake hand up. Oh, he's going to be drilled in the backfield. He was lining up for a pass, and He didn't have a chance to even turn around. Cole Dexter was the man who hit him for Gaylord. That's going to bring up second and really long. They're going to mark it a second and 18. 3:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Is
Keaton Abraham in on that tackle for Gaylord, number 54. He's just a freshman along that defensive front.
Two receivers split to the left for West. One to the right, Jacob Morgan. He's on the line. Kelsey's in the gun. He takes the snap, gives it to Robertson, that makes a nice cut up the middle. Picks up a few.
Yeah. I like Kepa's legs a-churning after first contact.
Reese Robertson's seen a lot of playing time here in this second half. He's done a good job. Picked up a few. It's going to be second and 12 now. Now we're under 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in this one. It's been all Traverse City West from the opening drive where they scored a touchdown, a two-point conversion, and haven't looked back. Again, it'll be Jacob Morgan over on the far right side. Kirshner on the left. And quick give up the nod. Kelsey's going to keep it, and he's got a nice yardage there. Boy, he had one man to beat. He could have picked up the first down.
Absolutely. He put it right in the belly of Reese Robertson and took it out of there. It looked like Robertson was going to get it, but good decision that time by Kirshner. And like you said, almost picked up the first down.
Austin Vanderveer, shoestring tackle, saved an even bigger gain. But it's going to bring up fourth down, so it'll be fourth and five now for West. Crum back in to punt. They're going to send Ty Bessinger back for Gaylord as the clock continues to run, which means we've got about a minute 30 left to go here in the fourth quarter. The only drama is if West can hold the shutout.
Right.
McCrum takes a snap, boots a high one, and it is going to be fair catch signal, but they're let it roll, and it's going to take a...
At the 10.
West bounce, 10-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Gaylord, with a minute 13 left to go, and the clock continuing to run here at Thurlby Field. Homecoming night, dominating performance by West. They will ensure themselves second place in the Big North Conference, and they will assure that they beat everybody but Central in the Big North Conference in what could be their last time ever in this conference.
Exactly.
They sign it's a two-year deal, right?
Two-year deal
Saginaw
for
Valley?
Saginaw Valley, yes.
We'll see what happens after that.
See if the house, again, this is football only. They continue in the Big North for basketball, all the other sports.
So with 39 seconds left, Gaylor will have the ball. At about their own 10-yard line, quarterback goes back to pack, fires out in the flat, it's picked off, intercepted. Camel with the pickoff, still on his feet, gets driven down at about the 6-yard line. As he skied to grip that one, a flag down at the line of scrimmage.
That does stop the clock. Yep, Cam Oliver with that pick.
Now, because of the flag, the clock stops. West is acting like it's on Gaylord, and it is. So the interception is going to stand by Mr. Cameron Oliver. And West will have the ball at the 5-yard line. And the clock's going to continue to run. I'm guessing they're probably going to take a knee here at this point.
Okay.
In fact, they might not even go back on the field as Coach Vaughn is calling his team over. And the handshakes start. The officials get the handshake first. And now the teams will meet at midfield as West wraps up a 36-0 victory, their second shutout of the year. They run their record to 6-1. As they beat Gaylord here on homecoming night. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back with the postgame show as we're live here at Thurlby Field. You're listening to high school football on Q100.
WWMN Thompsonville, Q100.
A division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.
Hey Titans fans, if you're car shopping, check out our new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options, get an accurate trade-in value, calculate your monthly payment choices, and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And go Titans.
At Jimmy John's,
We don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Just because winter is coming doesn't mean your golf season has to end. X Golf of Traverse City is open year-round for the most realistic indoor golf experience imaginable. From tee to green, including putting. Fall and winter leagues begin October 4th with men, women, and mixed leagues. Just $225 for 10 weeks of true golfing excitement. Visit xgolftraversecity.com for all details. And of course, the full bar is open to celebrate the round or gather with friends to watch a game or two. xgolftraversecity.com. Play, train, entertain.
Where do you take your real friends for real barbecue and really good service? Sparks Barbecue at the Four Corners of downtown Traverse City. But get there early because they sell out of their premium barbecue daily. You'll know why when you taste their legendary beef brisket smoked daily in 100% wood smokers. Treat your pals to a daily drink feature or a Michigan craft beer exclusively on tap. Sparks can light up your next event with catering too. EatSparksBBQ.com. When it's time for a change, head to J.Lube, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With four clean, convenient locations in T.C. and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J.Lube is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J-Lube for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, Northern Michigan's largest volume utility trailer dealer. Our volume selling gives us great buying power. We still have a good supply of trailers on hand and more on the way every week. We also have full service, parts, and accessories to take care of all your hauling needs. Stop in and see us today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits. But Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
Owning a business is a labor of love, but frankly, your business insurance shouldn't make more work for you. Top of Michigan believes the best business relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to personally address your insurance needs. So, if you're looking for a proactive partner and not a part-time assistant, have a frank conversation about your business insurance with Top of Michigan today or visit TOMIA247.com/business.
And welcome back to the postgame show live here at Thurlby Field, where Traverse City West has wrapped up a big homecoming victory, 36-0 over Gaylord. They run their record to 6-1, and they also run their record to 4-1 in the Big North Conference, so they ensure second place in the conference in what is going to be their final year in the Big North, and also the final time they play a Big North team this year as they beat Gaylord pretty good. And again, Rich, that defense was stellar.
It was.
Another shutout, second one of the year.
Coach Vaughn's got to be happy. You know, we touched upon it during the broadcast just a little bit, Tom, is that you come away from with a win, but there's also some good coaching points that you can have. And you can't argue about the effort and energy the team played with all four quarters. You know, a lot of kids got playing time tonight. That was great to see. They brought the effort and energy. You pitch a shutout. And then also, but there are some penalties that brought some big long drives back, some big plays and all. So those are some things that you'll want to clean up to play a tough Marquette team who coming into tonight's action was 5-1. So that's a event. We have to travel up there next week, and we know what happens on long bus rides, you know.
Absolutely. So, and they could be playing in the snow.
Coach Vaughn wanted to see the effort come forth tonight. He got that, and now they need to sustain that till next week.
And we see them with some great defensive efforts this year, but even when they shut out Alpena had a couple chances where they were threatening. Right. Gaylord really didn't threaten here at all today. The defense for West was just unbelievable. Yeah. I want to give some quick scores, and then we got to pick our Jimmy Johns player of the game and our Fox Motors motivated player of the game. Boyne City was playing Mansaloa tonight. 50-18, the Ramblers all over that one.
No longer undefeated, the Ironmen.
Nope. And Boyne City's got a good team this year.
Oh, they're very good. Their only loss was to St. Francis.
St. Francis,
St. Francis blew them out.
And by the way, Traverse City St. Francis up 42-14 over the Sioux.
Sioux's a good team. So that St. Francis right now, they're definitely on a mission to go to Ford Field.
And another team from the Big North, Cadillac, shuts out Petoskey tonight, 35-0. Boy, a great year Cadillac had in a big win tonight over Petoskey. Kingsley, the game was close in the first half, but it's all Kingsley, 36-7 in the fourth quarter. We've got Frankfort 18-0 over Harbor Springs, and the last score we had was 28-7 Central over Alpena. I haven't got anything since, but we're going to just assume that they've held that lead.
Right.
And finished off with a Big North Conference championship. Let's see. I'm getting some new tweets in, so I'm trying to check any scores. But first of all, let's go to the Fox Motors motivated player of the game.
Okay, we had decided during our break that Carson Douglas was the most likely candidate as our Fox Motors motivated player of the game. Carson, the senior, he had two fumble recoveries tonight, one of them for a touchdown. So all around the ball all the time. Carson Douglas, numerous tackles tonight as well. So Carson Douglas, is our Fox Motors motivated player of the game.
We definitely wanted to give someone on the defensive side of the ball. There was a whole bunch of guys that played well. You know, you want to give a shout-out to Ben Chalette that had another awesome game. We also had
Matt Zutendam.
And it was just, again, the whole defense stellar. But, Carson, hey, how often do you recover a fumble? You recover two, and he scored a touchdown.
One for a touchdown on homecoming. You know, defensive guy, that's awesome for sure.
All right, well, now it's time to pick our Jimmy Johns player of the game.
That's right. And listen to the stat line for this. Three touchdowns, two different two-point conversions. One of those was throwing, one was running. Over 100 yards rushing. Our Jimmy Johns player of the game is Brandon Conchet.
The quarterback, the senior, who also was on the homecoming court.
He was, yeah. I mean, three touchdowns, two two-point conversions, over 100 yards. The senior just led the team from beginning to end. Congratulations, Brandon Conchet, as our Jimmy Johns player of the game.
I want to mention, too, that we said Patrick Reed was the homecoming king, and Sarah Schermerhorn was the queen.
Yeah.
The sister of Michael. Michael, who she is an athlete in her own right.
She is, yep. They were both on the sports preview from the Traverse City Record Eagle this fall. Nice to have, they are twins.
A little sports. But I like the academic rivalry where I believe Sarah was up by two points up on our brother. I don't know if that has changed here in the first half of this.
If Michael comes up here at some point, you're going to have to ask him. Hold him to the fire there about that GPA.
I bet on his sister, but don't tell him.
Yes, sir.
So we may or may not get Coach Vaughn up here. There's a lot of activity going down on the field on homecoming night, as you imagine. Lots of people still down there mingling and having a good time. Why don't we take a break and we'll come back here. You're listening to High School Football on Q100.
Whether you're shopping around for the best value or have never sold a car before, one thing remains the same. You'll want the most money for your vehicle. At Fox Grand Traverse Ford, we'll give you instant cash for your car, truck, or SUV with a Fox Cash offer. Bring your vehicle to Fox Grand Traverse Ford or get a quote online today. If you want the best value for your ride, Fox Cash offer is the way to go. Get a quote in 15 minutes. FGTFord.com or stop by and visit us today at Fox Grand Traverse Ford on US 31 South in Traverse City.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches.
We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's. The sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Bayview Insurance is your local Auto Owners agent, specializing in good student and teacher discounts. Visit BayviewInsAgency.com.
Add a little spark to your next party when you host it at Traverse City's premier event space, The Loft, that sparks barbecue in the heart of downtown Traverse City. They don't just add a touch of class, but a spark of excitement to any event. You might have trouble choosing from a vast array of dining and drink options, but their premium barbecue is guaranteed to make your party a flaming success. Booking holiday parties now. Go to EatSparksBBQ.com to set your party on fire. EatSparksBBQ.com. When it's time for a change, head to J.Lube, where Northern Michigan changes their oil. With four clean, convenient locations in T.C. and Williamsburg and a handy, knowledgeable staff, J.Lube is ready to keep you rolling. They check all the fluids, filters, and get you back on the road in 20 minutes or less. You also get a free car wash certificate, so your outside is as ship-shape as your inside. Open 8 to 6 Monday to Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. It's J.Lube for a change that'll keep your car or truck running like it should. Visit JLubeServices.com for your nearest location.
Hi folks, Jim Jeffries for Michigan Trailers in Traverse City, your local authorized Easy Dumper dealer. An American-made Easy Dumper insert turns your pickup truck into a dump truck to make jobs easier. Firewood, mulch, sand, gravel, and construction waste become just a push button to unload. Let it turn your truck into the workhorse it was meant to be. Stop in and see the full line today on US 31 South across from Menards, Traverse City, or see us online at MichiganTrailers.com.
Owning a business is a labor of love, but frankly, your business insurance shouldn't make more work for you. Top of Michigan believes the best business relationships are honest, upfront, and fair. You can depend on Top of Michigan and Michigan-based Frankenmuth Insurance to personally address your insurance needs. So, if you're looking for a proactive partner and not a part-time assistant, have a frank conversation about your business insurance with Top of Michigan today, or visit TOMIA247.com.
Everybody knows Francisco is the place to go for the largest selection of local and national wine, beer, and spirits, but Francisco's Market and Deli on Silver Lake Road opens at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday because their breakfast selections are amazing. Croissants, breakfast pizza, burritos, and quesadillas. They've got you covered for lunch and dinner, too, with fresh-made grab-and-go deli sandwiches and pizza made from scratch. See them at franciscosmarket.com or Facebook and discover why fresh is the Francisco's difference.
And welcome back to the postgame show live here at Thurlby Field. Traverse City West wraps up a big 36-0 win over Gaylord here on homecoming night. And we had mentioned that we got three of the football players were on the homecoming court, and we happen to have those gentlemen with us here in the postgame show. Kyle McCrum, we got Brandon Konchek, and Mr. Daniel Rosa. Congratulations, guys, on the win, and congratulations on being on a homecoming court. We'll talk to you first, Kyle. Looking for a little bit more emotion and a little physicality out of this game. Coach talked about it last week. You guys came out on fire.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like the O-line, I mean, came out super strong. I mean, playing low, firing off the ball, sticking to our guys. I mean, all of our guys all around the field did their jobs and just came out strong.
It seemed like after that first Gaylord drives, you guys knew what they were doing on every play, and I believe they ended up with negative yardage in that second half.
Yeah, I mean, we really locked them in and kind of figured out what we were doing on offense and shut them down on defense, and, I mean, we came out with victory.
You know, I was just curious because, I've been to other games before where players have been on the homecoming court and you guys got to come out. How does that change your concentration, or just say, once that's over with, back in and talk football?
I mean, you do have to adjust a little bit, but, I mean, main thing is just focus on football. I mean, you got to play a game, you got to finish that second half strong. So,
Yeah. Now, Kyle, you're a guy that plays both offensive, defensive line. You punt, you kick, you do a lot of, you're kind of a jack of all trades out there. But that defense, kind of once that second half starts rolling along and you guys are pitching a shutout, is it a pride thing then at that point? You're like, you guys want to keep that zero up on the scoreboard for the opposing team?
I mean, definitely. It's always a goal. I mean, it's something you strive for as a defense. I mean, you got to have, we call it black shirt pride here at West. But, I mean, definitely great thing to have a zero on the board.
And as coaches, substitute and players in on that defense of the second half, you guys are out there on the sidelines encouraging them to make sure that they keep shutout going.
Yeah, definitely. It's a cool thing to see all the twos and threes getting out there and getting after it and doing the same thing that we're doing, shutting them down. So it's good to see.
Right. Yeah, they understood the mission when they went out there, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. They felt it on the sideline and then delivered on the field.
You can attribute that to the senior leadership on this team.
Definitely.
Well, Kyle, another great game from you, another outstanding performance, and congratulations beyond the homecoming court. What happens? Is there a dance tonight?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Okay. So you got a tux, or do you have to wear that for homecoming? I don't know.
No.
I'm thinking of the prom.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Homecoming's a little more casual.
Okay.
Well, have fun. Congratulations. You got a great victory to celebrate. And,
thank you.
Hand the microphone over to the quarterback, who was also on the court, Brandon Konchak, and he also had a fantastic game here tonight,
yeah.
Rich.
Unofficially, Brandon, 3 touchdowns, a couple of 2-point conversions, well over 100 yards rushing. You were our Jimmy John's player of the game, by the way, just to let you know. So you set the tone early with that first drive.
Yeah. You know, going into this game, Coach wanted some physicality out of me, so I came in. Cale Cerny did a great job leading the way. Our O-line did outstanding up front, just made it easy for me.
It looked like, Brandon, on that read option, you know, a lot of times Michael Skirmerhorn's in there. You can read whether give him the ball or you keep it. It looked like it worked till perfection tonight. The times you kept the ball, man, you had a hole open right over the middle, right center guard combos, and, man, you were able to get off to the races.
Yeah, we worked all week. Coach was on me to make sure I made those reads, carry out my fakes, and, you know, I guess practice paid off.
You know, you took a hit over here, a pretty flexible guy. It looks like you hit your back, got twisted a little bit. You bounced right back up. How's the back feeling?
I'm all right right now.
Okay.
It was a good hit.
Yeah. That's a, game of football, there's good hits going on no matter what the score is, and sometimes you're going to be on the receiving end of those hits.
You know, I was going to this is the last time you're going to be playing in the Big North for a while, so this is the last time you're facing the Big North team in a conference matchup. Was that a thought for you guys at all, or just another opponent?
Just another football game. You know, okay. They were a good team. We went out, did what we had to do to win.
All right. Well, congratulations. Unless you got anything more
just
for them.
Just one more thing real quick, and I don't want to rain on your parade because it's homecoming, big win and all that stuff, but you guys have a big game next Friday night going into tonight, the Marquette team that was 5-1 also. That's going to be a tough road trip.
Yeah. You know, we just got to stay locked, focused on the way down, come out and just play how we know how to play.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Great
win. Homecoming court, a great win, and the Jimmy John's player of the game, that is Brandon Konchak, the senior quarterback and leader of this team that's had an outstanding season. Now we got the big man.
Big man, Danny Rosa, up here for the first time. Now, Danny, play left tackle, you play nose tackle, you play a lot of different things, and the kids that go both ways like that. Do you have a preference of which position you play?
I mean, well, my sophomore year I played on the offense. My junior year, I was kind of, we had a package, Thumper, where I was in on defense, but I played mostly offense. This year, I'm getting on defense a lot more, making plays with the guys. I mean, offense, I love offense. I've been playing it pretty much my whole high school career. But, yeah, I'd have to pick offense pretty. I mean, it's really exciting to get that tackle, though.
Right.
That big hit, but, yeah, I'd have to go with offense.
I like watching Daniel because he's obviously a nice guy, a nice kid, and popular because he's on the court. But when you get out there, there's a little something that just kind of clicks, and I see a different side of you.
Yeah.
It's very aggressive.
Yeah.
And I like that.
I do,
good
too.
Good football player.
Now, Danny, also, I know, listening to some of the happenings at halftime there when they're introducing the court, they said that you have a goal of playing college football. Is that correct? Or you are going to be playing college football?
My plan is to play college football. I've been working hard over the off season to try and achieve that. I have a preferred walk-on to Central Michigan as of right now, and hoping for the best in the future.
My alma mater, Fire Up Chips. Okay, that would be awesome. That would be great, you know, close for the family to go down and visit, and that would be very cool, Danny.
Yep.
So did you think you had a shot at the being the king coming into this thing?
Well, last week we voted for the court for, like, the five couples, and everyone's like, yeah, I'm voting for you. I'm going all the way. I'm voting for you. Today we had the votes. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, Danny, I voted for you. Oh, you're going to win. You got to win. And I've been hearing both ways for me and who I was running with, Lexi Hodges, and then obviously Pat and Sarah. And I feel like it was a battle between Lexi and I and Pat and Sarah.
Well,
no,
we're breaking news right here, man.
Well, no offense to the guys in the back.
No, hey, Danny, welcome to politics.
Sorry. Yeah.
Is there any way we can get a recount and make sure?
Right, yeah, maybe we might have
here?
To. I don't know.
Danny Rosen thinks he should have won. Well, congratulations. It's an honor to be on the court, and it's a great honor for us to talk to you. I've been watching you all year long, and it's been a lot of fun. And great victory, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, Daniel Rosa, who should have been home.
So there's a side story there, too. Danny actually was coupled up with Mike Skirmerhorn's girlfriend. So Mike wouldn't step up, so Danny stepped up. So it would have been nice to see Big Boy win.
Paul Harvey.
Breaking news.
Paul Harvey, the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Those Coach, guys don't know who that is. But.
Coach, you seem a little better mood than you were last week. You wanted your guys to come out with some enthusiasm and some aggression, and I think they did what you asked.
Yeah, most definitely. I think the last couple of weeks, like I told you guys, we had a little bad taste in our mouth and didn't think we were playing to the level that we're capable of. And obviously tonight we came out pretty strong from the get-go. You know, us starting with the ball and going down and scoring, being able to do, you know, a few different things. It looked like Brandon was back to his same self that we saw in the first couple of weeks.
Right.
You know, that hit on the sideline when he came off, I told him, hey, if you want to run the ball, you're going to have to be able to take those hits. So, don't complain about how they hit you, when they hit you, where they hit you. You know, if you're going to run the ball, you got to be able to take care of it. So, you know, he did some nice things throwing, nice things running. Obviously, the O-line opened up some really good holes. And obviously, when you start running your quarterbacks, your running backs have to run things out, too, because they have to honor both of them. So, you know, all-around good game. And obviously, defense holding them to 11 yards. I think they were minus 8 in the second half. And like you guys said, you know, when you get the non-starters out there, which is something we always want to be able to do. They take great pride in that and keeping, you know, the big old goose egg on the scoreboard and the yardage.
Well, you've pitched a shutout earlier this year against Alpena, but this was a much, even more dominating performance. You, like you said, 11 yards total, and it Gaylord never threatened.
No, you know, our guys have been awesome all year. This is a really unique group that we've got this year. Obviously, it's pretty senior laden, but you got to have guys underneath you that are willing to follow, and they are. And we challenged them and said, we've got to be better. And we know we can be. We know what we can do. We've got to put that full game together. And I think today, you know, special teams, we had some big returns too.
Right.
From different kids. And I think this was a game that we put together. And the hope is that they continue to grow because we do have a tough game and a long ride next week that our kids have never had. I've done it several different ways at different schools, and it's a long bus ride.
Oh, yeah.
It's a weird game time because freshmen are at 3, JV are at 5, and we're at 7, and we all know those games aren't going just 2 hours.
Right.
So we're going to have to deal with some adversity, and I'll tell you what, this is a group that I'm okay with dealing with adversity with.
Right.
If you don't have enough rooms on a bus, JJ's taking his van up there with us. Come with us. Now, let me ask you, Coach, we'll talk about next week again before we get more into this game. What is the itinerary? What is Friday going to look like for you guys?
So our freshmen will leave at 5:30 in the morning. JV's will leave at 7:30. We leave at – varsity leaves at 9 o'clock. Generally what we tend to do or what I've done in the past with teams is we get over the bridge and there's a rest stop right there in St. Ignace. Back in the day when I was a player, we'd stop. It was hunting season. They always had Hostess pies sitting there, and we'd grab as many as we could. Nowadays, kids won't even touch that stuff, which is crazy. But we'll go from there, probably eat somewhere along the line, along the way. We'll have breakfast before we get up there. We'll have lunch somewhere along the way. And then when you get up by Munising, there's another lookout spot. So we'll get out, stretch, do those sorts of things. And, you know, we're trying to tweak some things based on kind of how we've traveled this year. And we normally at home have a walkthrough at about 4 o'clock and then get ready for the game at 5. So we're going to try that when we get up there. have a walkthrough up in Marquette. And obviously, like I just said, we're supposed to play at 7. I really don't see us start until 8:30. So we're going to try to manage the time as much as possible, get our kids in a routine, and try to keep that.
Right. Coach, you scored in two of the three phases of football tonight. You got to like that, you know, when, you know, Carson Douglas recovers the fumble. Who was it that stripped him, by the way?
We couldn't tell. Yeah, I couldn't see, because I'll tell you what, our defense tonight looked like the defense that we're used to seeing, just rallying to the ball.
It was so 11 it hats just, going to the ball.
Absolutely. It wasn't just one green shirt we saw over there. It was a bunch. So I couldn't tell you because there were a lot of numbers. I'm getting old. My vision's not as good as it used to be. So I couldn't tell you who it was. I'm just, you know, I'm glad our defense played the way they did tonight.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, even with our bird's eye view up here, we couldn't tell who it was that did this. We could definitely tell it was Carson with the fumble recovery. But then also, like you mentioned, special teams, you had some great, you know, it definitely, Gaston looks like he likes to run to the wide side. He gets everyone going to the short side initially, then switches back over to the wide side, man, and he's coming close to breaking them.
Gosh, he's, you know, Gaston's a heck of a player and just explosive. And, you know, we've seen it this year a couple times, and then we had that play right on our sideline. I will not call it a hurdle because that's illegal anymore. I think the guy was on the ground. He stepped over him. But, man, that right there is a highlight. If you remember Le'Veon Bell,
yes,
it was close to that. But that was fun to watch, and Will's an exciting player.
He is exciting. That's the second week in a row that he's brought the crowd.
Yeah, one-armed
2-point conversion last week, and then that non-hurdle that happened today. It was
we were hoping the video board was going to replay it down the sideline. We were really hoping for that.
I was hoping not, because would have got a
play. We didn't want the referees to get back together and huddle after that, but just for everyone's viewing pleasure, we thought that would have been really cool.
Well, Coach, you got a shout-out or anything you want to say here before you get back to celebrate this win?
You know, it's always great to get a nice win on homecoming, you know, when a lot of people come back. And I'm just proud of our guys, you know, continuing to fight. And it's hard to believe that we're already over two-thirds of the way through the season.
It's amazing.
And we tell our boys all the time, you're only guaranteed 9. You know, they're basically in playoff mode. With us being a D1 school, I'm pretty confident we got to get 7 to guarantee us getting in the playoffs, because the structure's changed.
Right.
It's point value now. And our guys eat it up. They just come out and they ask for more. You know, you guys see at halftime what we call STPs, and now the crowd's chanting it. And our kids eat it up. They believe in what our coaches are preaching. And, you know, it's just a fun group to be around. And we asked them this week, what do you love about football? Because that's what's important. You're playing this game.
Right.
Come out here every day. You got to love football.
Coach, officially, who do we play the last regular season?
So we're going to end up playing Detroit Catholic Central here at home. Yep.
Okay.
So they lost to De La Salle. We got whoever lost out of that game, whoever won it is going to win their side of the bracket for the Catholic League.
Right.
When you win it, you have to go to the Prep Bowl. So De La Salle won, they're going to the Prep Bowl. So we'll get Detroit Catholic Central up here, a quality opponent, obviously.
Heck yeah.
And it'll be fun for our kids to get that opportunity.
Anytime you take on a historically great program like DCC, it's a beautiful thing.
I want to mention something not related to your team so much, but the Record Eagle had the article about the playoffs system that may change. We have everybody invited. I know you're on the committee. You can't divulge anything, or you don't even know at this point, but what do you think the percentages are that we go to every team invited?
Well, you know, as I told James Cook 10 years ago when I was on the board, a proposal was brought to our Coaches Association board, and the proposal was 8 games and everybody in, and I can tell you right now 95% of the room said there's no way football's ever going to everybody in. I think COVID has opened people's minds to a lot of different things. I think schools are strapped for cash. You know, our trip next week is expensive.
Yeah.
And so in order for us to continue to provide our students with the greatest opportunities, you know, scheduling is very difficult. And so I was part of the proposal that changed the point system to help alleviate scheduling conflicts, and it's working despite what people think. It allows people to play, you know, one or two divisions up or down and still get some quality points out of it. But I think after last year where everyone got in, I can tell you right now, I was at a board meeting, and that 95% is probably, you know, 40% against it. So I think us as coaches, you know, as we go, we say it's about the kids, and we know scheduling and costs and all those things are difficult. Look at us. Geography-wise, we're the largest school north of Grand Rapids. We're Division I. There's no one up here. So, you know, for us to go find competition and get those points, it's going to be difficult. You know, Saginaw Valley League, that's going to help us out. So my feelings, 10 years ago, I would have told you 100% there's no way I want everyone in. Now where I'm at, I'm fine with it. I just want our kids to be able to play football and not have to worry about scheduling and all that stuff.
Right.
And when you get in the Detroit leagues, you know, Cass Tech and some of those others, there's big issues.
Sure.
You know, with trying to find people that are going to play in. I can tell you when I was the head coach of St. Francis and we were kicked out of the league, we struggled. And we offered money to people and they still wouldn't travel. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a difficult situation. And obviously, if everyone gets in, no one really cares about how many wins you have and what the points are other than seeding. So, you know, my vote would be, hey, let's just let everyone in at this point. Every other sport in high school in Michigan does it that way.
All right, Coach, well, some good insight and a great win tonight on homecoming night. Congratulations. Go celebrate, and we will be talking to you next week.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. We are
Titans.
All right.
Coach,
and
Greg
I agree
Vaughn.
With Coach about the hostess pies, too. I used to love
them. Oh, exactly,
and,
yeah. They were right.
You could get them for free. Getting
the
at
only
the
thing better than hostess pies is free hostess pies.
That's true. All right, well, you got anything left to say? This was a dominating victory by West. It run their record to, it is, excuse me, I was going to say 6-1.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, the conference, they're 4-1.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Again, just going to go over our players of the game. The Jimmy Johns player of the game with 3 touchdowns, 2 two-point conversions, over 100 yards rushing, his senior quarterback, Brandon Konchak. Nice that he was up here and had a chance to talk to him. Great job on that read option tonight. Great job throwing the ball. And Carson Douglas, 2 fumble recoveries tonight. One of them for a touchdown was our Fox Motors motivated player of the game.
I also want to mention this where I was mispronouncing the name of the homecoming king. It's Patrick Winnie.
Winnie.
Yeah,
okay.
I said Reed because that sounded like a big thing.
Right.
But Winnie, and then we had Sarah Skirmerhorn was the homecoming queen. Congratulations to them,
Michael's
too.
Twin sister.
Yeah. I want to say thanks to all the fine folks here at Thurlby Field. Again, great accommodations. Thanks for the food. Want to thank JJ for a great job doing the producing. And Rich, want to thank you. And we're going to get ready for – we're going to spend a lot of time together next Friday.
A lot of contact time, buddy.
A long road trip up to Marquette. So join us for that one. It should be a good one. Have a great Friday night. We'll see you next week. You've been listening to High School Football on Q100.
Thanks for tuning in to TC Titan Football on Q100, 106.3 FM, a division of Blarney Stone Broadcasting.